only does satellite dishes. It's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered Old Glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. We've got tips, inspiration. We will help you build some confidence in projects that you can do yourself. So if you need a guide, you need a coach, or you need a home improvement therapist, well, that's us. Reach out to us with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or for the fastest response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, you know, one overlooked space where we all spend a lot of time is the bathroom. And if you're trying to give a small bathroom a makeover, you've got to make every inch count. So we're going to share some ideas on how to maximize space in this oh-so-important room.
And filters for your HVAC system can help remove dust and make it a lot easier to breathe at home. But with so many choices out there, which type really is going to do the best job for you? We're going to help you sort out what's going to make you breathe easy, especially during the upcoming spring allergy season.
Plus, adding a driveway marker can be a fun and practical weekend project that can really step up your curb appeal. We'll have a few tips for building that project just ahead.
But first, is there a project that you are stuck in the middle of, or really even one that you just can't see or seem to get started? Well, that's when you call us, because getting you unstuck, that's what we do.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or click the blue microphone button at moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Ruth in Michigan has got a window question. What can we do for you?
My windows fogged up, and they had condensation on them, on the centers of them, as well as when it was really cold 2 years ago, I actually had frost on the inside of the window. Wow. And I didn't know what's wrong with the windows, what do we need to do with them. They were put in new about 25 years ago.
Okay. So that could be the problem, the age factor. So now when you say you see frost and condensation, is that on the interior side, or are you sort of seeing it in between the two panes of glass?
On the interior.
Okay. So generally what's happening is that the thermal seal, the gas that's in between those two panes of glass that regulates that temperature difference,
mm-hmm.
when you're starting to see condensation or when you see freezing on the interior, that means that the gas that was in between those two panes isn't there anymore. So you're not getting that thermal, you know, space in there to block that heat or the coolness transfer. And that can happen because there's a seal within the windows that eventually will fail. You know, it's not guaranteed to fail, but a window that's 25 years old, it's a good chance that that's no longer functioning for you. And I think at this point, that's not something that's really worth repairing, you know, or you should look into a replacement window for that, which, you know, could be super affordable. You can find some great prices out there, and then you'll be able to get one that's truly thermal pane and help you with all of your, you know, cool transferring situations.
Okay. So I may have to replace my windows, is what you're saying, rather than try to repair them.
Well, that's right. Once the window seal fails, it's not repairable. Now, generally, it doesn't result in a huge energy loss. It's mostly inconvenient because, as you've learned, they'll condense and fog. But if you want it to go away, you have to replace the windows. It's not repairable.
Okay, but it you're saying it doesn't necessarily reduce the insulation factor, huh?
It does to a certain extent. It's certainly not as efficient as a new window, but are you going to get a return on investment by replacing that window that's going to equal the amount of energy you saved? Probably not, or not, certainly not for a long time.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about that, too. Okay, that's been very helpful. I wasn't sure what was wrong, and I was wondering whether replacements would be the best option or not.
Well, now you know. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We've got Anthony in New Jersey on the line who's got a question about a door project. What's happening? How can we help?
I live in a house that's in really good shape. It's only 30 years old, but, okay. You know, we're in doing some renovations and all that. But I have this old sliding glass door that's got the tempered panes in it, and I can still feel a draft and all that stuff coming through it. Even on a non-windy day, I can feel the cold radiating from that window.
Huh, okay.
And I was all trying to talk my wife into buying either a double or a single French-style door to go here, because I think it would be a lot more efficient, but we'd still be able to enjoy the back patio without having all the draft from a split window, I guess you could say, a sliding glass door.
Well, I will tell you that a French door is a difficult door to maintain a seal on.
Okay.
Because it has the center mullion, and then, of course, you have the top and the bottom and the sides. I've seen a lot of French doors that have fallen out of whack over the years, so that's not – I mean, a sliding glass door is pretty straightforward. If you have an old door and maybe you don't have good quality insulated glass, I'd much rather see you just replace the sliding glass door than replace it with a French door and be disappointed.
All right. That's why I called it an ask, because, you know.
Is that the original sliding glass door on the house, Anthony?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it would have changed a lot over 30, 35 years. You know, I put in a, what did I put in? I put in a Pella sliding glass door that I got from Lowe's, and it was a stock door, too. It wasn't terribly expensive. I remember it being into a 1906 house about a year ago, and I'm happy with it. Now, mind you, when you're standing near the door, the glass is always going to be colder than the wall, but I'll give you a little trick of the trade for that, and that is that if you have a curtain on that, you'll find that you don't feel that chilliness coming off the glass, because what happens is it actually kind of separates the warm air from hitting the glass, because if the glass is just raw, the warm air rises, it hits it, it condenses, and it falls, it cools and it falls, and that can feel like a draft. So even something as simple as putting a drape in front of a sliding glass door makes a difference in terms of comfort.
Oh, it's hugely helpful. I mean, we have so much glass. I mean, I live in a very tiny house, but an old house. And there's a lot of windows. So I have full walls that are sometimes, you know, three or four windows there. And I know that when it's going to be a cold day coming up, like the day before, I close those shades, like just in preparation for the cold.
We have vertical blinds on them. That's we don't have a curtain. It's just a vertical blinds.
Yeah, and that's not really going to help you. But you could also do like a honeycomb shade, and, you know, even a honeycomb shade that pulls down on a sliding glass door gives you the same functionality, but it gives you that insulative factor that will definitely stop that wind. And you can find some, you know, not terribly expensive, and even if it's just something you use seasonally and then swap back out, or just mount them, you know, sort of under the vertical blinds. Like, there's got to be a way you can have both in play.
Good luck with that project.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good day.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, small baths, you know, they don't really provide a lot of spaces for you to store your things, but hidden storage areas are abundant in a small bath if you know where to look. We're going to share some ideas coming up.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy.
Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you enjoy getting our tips and tricks on the radio, well, we also would love to invite you to join us on the Money Pit podcast.
You can catch up on past episodes. We got a lot of them because I think today's episode is 2390. Can you believe that? 2390 episodes. Wow. But you can catch all of them or just the last one or two, and it's all free. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, it's countertop talking time. We've got Diane from Illinois on the line. What is going on at your Money Pit?
We've lived in this house for, my parents have, for like 65 years.
Okay.
And they have their original countertops that they put in, you know, about 5 years after they lived here. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to redo the top and like cleaning it off, sanding it down and putting spray on it, but nothing seems to fix it.
What kind of countertop is it?
Formica.
Okay, laminate top. Okay. Yeah, you'd mentioned in your question that you wanted to get information on Deich Coatings. That is one of our sponsors, and they have some countertop products that I personally know pretty well because I've actually used them a number of times. You have options. They just released a new one called Marble Dream, and basically these are high-quality finishes that have real stone in them. And so You follow the directions. You can do it in about a weekend to prepare the top, and then you apply what is essentially a base coat or a primer, and then you put a finish coat. And then there's different techniques for getting the pattern you want. For example, I did one called Lux Rock, which was made to replicate granite. And after putting the base coat on and the top coat, I sanded it lightly, and it brought all these sort of glittery flakes out of the stone, like real granite. And then I sealed it with a clear coat. And it's funny because I had a friend of mine over. We were actually doing a photo shoot for a Trex deck that I had built. And I had she was the marketing director, and she says, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm building a countertop." I said, "What do you think this is?" She's like, "I don't know. It looks like granite. It's beautiful." I said, "It's not. It's paint."
She said, no way. And I had to turn it over.
You were just fishing for compliments with your fancy art.
Yeah. And that's how good it looks. And all those products are kind of work that way. And I just got this week's shipment of a marble dream countertop for another kitchen I'm working on. And the marble dream is pretty cool because they perfected the way to get streaks or veins, I guess it's called, right, Leslie?
Yeah, the veining. And you can totally customize the way the veining looks. So truly based on how you like the look of marble, whether it's heavily veined or more sort of loose and sweeping, there's different ways that you can achieve that. And it truly is such a user-friendly kit.
I was reading some of the instructions. You can use a hairdryer to move the material around and get like a sort of a, like a circular waving kind of vein pattern or the streaky kind of vein pattern. So they give you all the tricks of the trade of it.
Well, how well does it hold up?
Well, the top that I put on the second floor in this house has been in there for a couple of years now and seems to be standing up really, really well. And you know what? If you need to refinish it, you just put another coat of urethane over it.
Oh, okay. Is that what you do on the top is put urethane?
Yeah, you do. And it's all in the kit. And I will say this, the materials are very high quality. I can always tell when I'm using a good quality paint product because of the way, like, the brush sort of, like, hugs it and drags across the surface. You can tell it really bonds very, very well. And that's what makes these products work so well. So,
okay, and it has, like, a water splash. You know, it comes up. So it comes up the wall a little bit and down, and it's like, on one side of the kitchen, they have a small kitchen, and then on the other side. How far does the kit cover?
I think it covers 40 square feet. The website is Daich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. Check it out. Take a look at the pictures, lots of photos, the videos. It's really quite attractive.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project.
Well, one overlooked space where we spend a lot of time is the bathroom. And if you're trying to give a small bathroom a makeover, you have got to make use of every inch.
That's right. And if you're going for a renovation, you really need to think about smart design to make the most of that very small space.
Now, the challenge of having a small bath is really that you're going to need the same things in the small bathroom that you would need if you had a really big bathroom, but you need to know how to place them and what to use to make the bathroom look like it's bigger than it actually is. Now, if it's a full bath, you're going to have a shower or a tub or, you know, a combo of the two there, and it's going to have a sink and a toilet, and that's really all you've got. You don't have a lot of space, so you got to make good use of it.
Now, when it comes to small space remodeling, it really starts at the door. So think about the swing of the door. What side is the hinges on? What side is the lock on? Do I even have room to swing the door? That's something to learn early, not later, because it could be a problem. You know, I've seen cases where people have forgot about the door till the end, and it turns out the toilet's in the way of the door. Not good. Now, if not, the other options might be a pocket door. Pocket doors slide in and out of the wall cavity, so no swing is needed, or you can use a barn-style door that slides along the outside wall, which can add a beautiful and kind of really modern or industrial kind of look to that space.
Now, next thing you should be thinking about is the mirror. Every space needs a mirror, and choosing the right one can actually make it feel bigger. The larger the mirror, the bigger the space could feel. Color is also important. Now, remember, lighter is always better, and that means the tile, if you're going to use tile, the paint finishes, the shower door, all of those things should be light, should be bright, should help make that space feel bigger. And if you do have a glass shower door that's not clear, guess what? That's a wall.
Yeah. Now, with small baths, storage is always a big, big problem, but you can sort of cleverly sneak out those spaces that will get you all the storage you need. For example, you can use a hotel-style towel rack. I like these because, unlike hotels, I put them up high on the wall. They kind of line the wall near the ceiling of my smaller bath, and they're just high enough where I can reach up, my wife can reach up and grab a towel, but they don't take up a lot of room. Or you can add a cabinet right above the toilet. There's a lot of space that's sort of vertically in line with the top of that toilet that could be useful for storing your necessities. The other thing you could do is put a recessed mirror above the sink. In fact, any interior wall is a great place to find space for making a recessed or a hidden cabinet without impacting your home's insulation, because if it's an inside wall, it's not insulated.
Do you remember, Tom, when I had that small, small apartment a million years ago on 28th Street, and I had one of those very inexpensive over-the-toilet cabinets? But, I mean, this was a bathroom that you could sit on the toilet, wash your hand in the sink, and put your foot in the shower. That's how small it was. And I came home from work one day, and I tried to open the bathroom door, which opened in also to make matters worse. And it wasn't budging. And I was like, who's in there? Who's in there? The cabinet had fallen over. I couldn't open the door. I had to take the door off the hinges. I was like, this is a small bathroom and that's going to kill me. So moral of the story, if you put one of those over the toilet cabinet things, make sure it's mounted to the wall. Let's just avoid problems there. Finally, guys, one of the absolute must-haves for your bathroom, really regardless of the size, is safety. So think about adding a handlebar, a tile bar, a grab bar, that kind of thing. But even if you don't actually need one right now, I mean, I broke my leg, and boy, one would have been super helpful in the shower during those months of recovery. But think about it. At every age, there's a benefit to having one of these safety rails, and they're designed very beautifully to look like, you know, not a hospital situation. So if you add it now, the benefits are endless, and then when you actually need one, it's there. David in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a native stone-faced fireplace, I guess, with a cinder block core. And it's thankfully on the outside of the house. However, the roof line continues so that it covers our carport. And if it rains substantially, after a bit, it begins to get little ripplets of water that drain on the outside of the stone, you know, into the carport. So it's a bit puzzling. We tried to rephase the flashing, you know, with just black tar and that sort of thing, but still seems to leak a bit, you know, when there's substantial rain.
So I'm having trouble imagining the layout here, but is this a situation where you have water from the roof that's running down towards the chimney?
Yes.
And does the chimney have a cricket? Do you know what a cricket is? It's like sort of a peaked piece of flashing that diverts the water around it.
It does have a flashing that runs around it. That's correct.
Okay. Well, a cricket is not just the flashing. A chimney cricket is like a modification of the roof plane where it pitches upwards so that the water doesn't actually strike the back of the chimney. It goes around the chimney.
Oh, no. It's a consistent roof line sloping downward.
So one thing that you could do is you could put a piece of flashing on the roof to intercept the runoff from the roof that's heading towards the chimney and sort of divert it around it. And that kind of like sort of diverter move will reduce the volume of water that's striking the chimney, and that can help minimize the problem. Now, in terms of the flashing repair itself, you mentioned tar. It's probably the worst thing you could put on a chimney, and I know that folks do it all the time. But the right way to do it if you have a flashing leak is to replace the flashing. And flashing is always installed in two pieces. You have a base flashing that goes under the roof shingles and against the chimney. Then you have a counter flashing that goes in the chimney mortar joints and then down on top of the base flashing. And it's done that way so it can expand and contract with the movement because the chimney is going to move differently than the roof. The tar might give you a temporary seal, but eventually it's just going to crack. So I would recommend you install a diverter, try to move some of the water around the chimney, and if it continues, do a better job repairing the flashing in the chimney because it shouldn't happen.
Okay, will do. I appreciate it so much. Enjoy your show.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your call, David.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, and boy, do I feel stuffy already, is spring allergy season. Let me tell you, it's probably going to be a bad one because I'm already stuffy. So now is the time that you should be picking up filters for your home HVAC system so you can breathe easy when it gets terrible out there. We're going to explain the options when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairground. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your calls, your questions at 1-888-MoneyPit or just go to MoneyPit.com/ask.
Kimberly in Delaware is on the line with an interesting question. I'm reading your bath mats got melted to the floor. How did that happen?
No, I clean houses for a living and I want to clean a house. And the lady asked me if I can get it up, and she said it's been there for 2 years.
What?
Wow. Stuck to the floor, huh? Hmm.
No, to the inside the bathtub. It melted inside the bathtub.
And you couldn't get it up? You couldn't pull it off?
No. No, I tried. It's stuck there. It's like cement.
I'm thinking it might be glued in place and not melted. Did she buy the house with this bath mat?
No, she's had the house for 20 years, and they put it, and she put the bath mat there herself. And she said her husband just put it in there so they wouldn't fall because they're elderly people. And it's been like that for 2 years, she said.
Well, I guess she would know herself if it was glued in place. I don't necessarily have a good solution for you here. I mean, generally, if I find something that's adhered and needs to be loosened up, I'll use a product like WD-40. But I'm afraid to tell you to use that in the bathtub because I don't want them to slip. But that tends to break any adhesive bond that is resulting, but it's also a lubricant. So, I mean, you could try very, very carefully under one corner of it, see if it loosens up, but you've got to rinse it thoroughly and scrub it thoroughly because otherwise you'll leave a very slick surface there. I guess the other thing that you could try would be an adhesive, a citrus-based adhesive remover. There are orange-based products, citrus-based products that are used to remove adhesive. But I have a hard time believing that this was an adhesive that actually glued itself to it. And I don't think it melted. I think there was some sort of maybe chemical reaction between the rubber mat and the bathtub that caused them to bond. Now, I will warn you that even if you get this up, it's very possible that the surface of the tub could be damaged. And, you know, you may be having something else that you don't like to look at there as a result.
And that's what I'm afraid of because I'm her house cleaner and I didn't want to get blamed for, you know, the tub being messed up either.
Yeah, then I don't think you should take – I don't think it's your responsibility. You know, I would say
okay.
You tried, but it's stuck in place and leave it at that. I agree with you. You don't want to make the situation worse and get them upset and then be potentially responsible for finding a solution to an impossible problem.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome, Kimberly. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, and have a great day.
Well, we can all agree that you can never have too much fresh air. That is unless you are an allergy sufferer and all of that air is loaded with pollen and dust and all of the things that make you feel miserable. Well, air cleaners and filters are supposed to remove those allergens and make you breathe easier. But with all of the competing claims, it's really hard to kind of sort out what's what.
Yeah, well, to start, filters are definitely a sort of first line of defense in your heating and air conditioning system. They're going to protect you, your lungs, and your heating and cooling equipment. And there's four basic types. There's what we call a spun filter. These are the least expensive. I call them rock stoppers. They're usually blue, like fiberglass. They're a dollar or two a piece. And they're supposed to be replaced once a month, but they really don't trap very much. A more efficient filter is a pleated filter. With pleated filters, they're folded. And because they're folded, that increases the surface area, and that makes them more efficient than the spun filters. Now, if you really want to step up filtration, you're going to go for a pleated electrostatic filter, which combines the pleated media with a static charge that improves efficiency. Think of it like a magnet. If you have a negative side of a magnet and a positive side, they're going to stick together. But if they're the same, they're going to get repelled. So they charge the different sides of the filter differently, and this way all the dust particles just zap in there and stay. But with all of these, the thing you want to look for is what's called the MERV rating, M-E-R-V. It stands for Minimum Efficiency Reporting Values. And if you're an allergy sufferer, that value should be between 11 and 13.
Now, let's talk more about those electronic air cleaners. These seem to have come a really long way in recent years, and they've become able to catch more and more, I mean, even microscopic-sized particles. So, Tom, are they worth the investment?
I think so, especially if you have folks in your house that are sensitive to allergies and you just want to make sure that the air is as clean as it possibly can. I mean, the electronic filters essentially electronically pull out the tiniest of particles because, again, they're magnetized. And this can include viruses and bacteria and draws them to a collector plate where they can't really do any harm. Now, this is installed by an HVAC contractor. It's on the return side of your furnace or air conditioning system, and it pretty much works 24/7. To keep your air clean.
Yeah, since we're talking about these air filters, I do have to ask you. I mean, I see so much about duct cleaning, how it's so important and it can really make you feel sick. And we do get a lot of questions about ducts and should you clean them? Do you have to? Is it worth it? What's your gut on this?
Well, it's actually not my opinion. I'm going to give you the opinion of the EPA, who says that they do not recommend that air ducts be cleaned. In fact, they further say that there's never been a health benefit associated with cleaning your ducts. So generally what I tell folks is you don't have to do it on a routine basis. If you're in a circumstance where there's been a big construction project that has left your house very, very dirty and dusty, you want to do it one time to get all the dust out of those ducts, that's okay. But I just don't think it's worth it on a regular basis. And I think – that unfortunately a lot of the contractors kind of oversell it, making it sound like it's something you absolutely have to do that's going to have a huge health benefit. And I just don't think the evidence has proven that out yet. So I'd say save your money on that.
All right. Now, once we figure out what this filter situation is installation key here of this filter? I mean, you got to do it right to make it work.
Even if it's a spun filter or even if it's a simple pleated filter, it's got to be the right size. And there's going to be an arrow on the side of the filter that points toward the air direction. So basically, you want to make sure that points to the furnace when you install it or toward the return duct. And this way, it'll work properly to scrub the air.
This is the Money Pit. We are just inching towards spring, so I'm sure you're thinking about a lot of projects on your horizon at your Money Pit. What are you working on? What can we help you with? Whatever it is, shoot us an email, give us a call, whichever way you like to communicate. We'd love to lend a hand. Still ahead, building a driveway marker can be a super fun weekend project that definitely boosts your curb appeal. So we're going to have some tips to help you with this project after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you have home improvement questions, but you don't know where to turn for answers? Well, come on. You turn to us. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. We've got Charlie in Tennessee joining us here at the Money Pit with a painting project. What's happening?
Well, I've got a patio. It's old. It's not, my house is made back in the 1950s.
Okay.
And the concrete original, it's been painted several times. Well, the painting's flaking off, and then there's concrete coming up, too. So now my patio is pitted. I'm trying to figure out what would be the best way to cover up the pitting and smooth it back out and repaint it.
Okay, let me walk you through the project. So first of all, you're going to need to do a really good job of pressure washing that patio and getting up all of that loose paint, because you can't put anything over that loose paint. It's just not going to allow whatever we put next to stick. So you got to do a good job of that. You may have to get some wire brushes and get it there and scrape some of the stuff. It's a little bit, maybe flaking a little bit, but not ready to come off. Do a good job with that. Then the second thing I want you to do is there's a product called Recap, R-E-C-A-P. It's made by Quikrete and specifically designed to be able to layer over a deteriorated concrete surface like that. And you apply this stuff. It goes on pretty thin, you know, not a half inch, maybe a quarter inch, 3/8 of an inch. You trowel it on. You can put a broom finish on it if you want to have a little texture to it. And once it dries, it will not come up. You can't use regular concrete because it just won't last. And then the last thing you can do is paint that. Now, in terms of painting, if you do want to paint it, by the way, if you resurface it with the Recap, you don't have to. But if you do want to paint it, the only way I would paint it is I would use an epoxy painting system. So epoxy paints are two-part paints. You mix them together. They have really good binding capabilities to really stick to that old concrete. You can take a look at the product that I use was made by Daich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. I used it on my basement floor. And, man, I tell you what, it really did a good job and stuck to the concrete there very, very well. So that's what you have to do. You have to clean it. You have to resurface it. And then if you want to, you could paint it. DeichCoatings.com. They have a product, a floor coating there. It's designed specifically for garages, and I think that would be a product that you could use. Or they actually have some other decorative products that people use, like around pool decks and stuff. There's a whole bunch of floor products there, but the unique thing about those products is they're all made with real stone.
Okay, you guys are great. Thank you so much.
Well, you may have noticed that the homes that really stand out are the ones that have a little extra something at the end of their driveway, and I'm talking about a driveway marker.
That's right, and there's an aesthetic reason, of course. They just look nice. They kind of set off your home from the street, and they set a tone that's just sort of a notch above. But they can also help identify your house for everyone from delivery people to, more importantly, first responders like fire, police, and EMTs.
Now, why should you be installing these? Because think about it. In a rural area, a mailbox truly is the only thing that identifies your house from the main road. So adding a marker really helps people find your home. And there's a lot of types of driveway markers. They can be made from stone, brick, wood, metal fencing pieces, you name it. The one you choose is completely up to you, but you should be taking your home style into consideration. If you live in a modest colonial style, you're probably not going to put in giant columns on either side of your driveway. So definitely look for architectural details that match your house itself.
You know, there's really four things to consider the way I look at this. The size, the material, think about adding reflectors, and the installation, because you want to make sure your markers, no matter what material you choose, aren't going anywhere anytime soon. And in terms of the material, I go for durability. So I'm all in for like doing brick because I know it's going to last for the ages.
And of course, one of the most common types out there is a white picket fence style. You see these a lot. It's just two simple corners on either side of the driveway. It really dresses it up. And best, you can use stock fencing pieces for this. So it definitely keeps the cost down. And it's definitely a DIY project.
Absolutely. You can do it yourself.
Susan in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Okay, my house is approximately 100 years old, and it's pretty much been redone. But I was taking some sheetrock off one of the walls in one of the rooms, and I know that all my walls behind the sheetrock on the walls and ceiling are 1x6s, very close together. And so I was thinking about taking the sheetrock off, I guess staining or doing something with the 1x6s. But I want to know how you seal the cracks, you know, where the 1x6s join each other. They're small cracks.
So the 1x6s, are they on top of like plaster or something like that? It sounds like there are furring strips that were put in place to hold the sheetrock. Is that correct?
No. Behind the sheetrock, the 1x6s, and then
on top of that one by six is this old-timey wallpaper.
Oh, okay. So this is the original walls of the house. All right, interesting.
Yes.
So you wouldn't seal the cracks. You would basically celebrate the cracks. You're not going to hide them. So what would you like to do with the one by? You want to paint it or stain it or what?
I want to stain it. I want natural wood.
Okay. So you got a big sanding project in front of you, but you can do it. You know, you're going to have to use a pretty coarse sandpaper to cut through whatever's there. You're going to have to sand them down, and then you can seal that wood, and you can stain it, and you can put a varnish on it or a urethane on it. I wouldn't use anything with much of a sheen to it. I'd probably use flat or semi-gloss. You can stain it, but then you could use a flat polyurethane. It has no sheen to it.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, Dave has a big basketball court. Now he wants to convert that to a shop. Hold up. He wants to make the court into a shop?
He wants to turn the court into a workshop. Okay.
Like an outdoor one? Are we putting it in the garage? I have so many questions. This really is a first for us. So we're going to see what we can do to help him make his shop. All right, coming up.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And as you guys look around your house, what is the one thing that you would like to get done in terms of a home improvement or remodeling project? Once you figure that out, reach out to us and we'll tell you where to start. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Dave from Illinois wrote into Team Money Pit, and get this, he wants to convert a basketball court to a shop. Interesting.
Okay.
Here he says, this spring I'm building a new workshop, 20 by 40 with 8-foot ceilings, drywalled and insulated. I have an unused basketball court that size, which would be perfect as a floor. I get it. All right. It's not like his driveway court that he and the kids play on. He's like, yeah, I'm going to turn it into this. So I see where we're going here. Now he says it's 4.5 inches thick, reinforced concrete in great shape. Would it be a strong enough support to hold the weight of the shop, or is it better to build a post-frame building around it?
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. So look, this we get a question like this a lot, and it's not. This is the first time we've got it about a basketball court, but very often someone will say, I have a patio that goes off the back of my house, and now I want to convert that into living space. Can I just put walls up and a roof? And unfortunately, then the answer is no, you can't do that, because foundations are thick for a reason, because they stand up the frost heave, and you can't just rely on 4.5 inches not to move. It's going to move. The ground's going to swell. It's going to push that floor up and down and push the walls up and down with it. So because you don't have a foundation there underneath that slab, it essentially is like a big patio. You can't just start building on top of it. But I do like your idea of going around it and using it as the floor of the building. That's smart. Now, post and beam basically means you're going to be building columns and beams right outside the edge of that patio, and that's going to have its own support system that will go right down to the frost level. So I think that will work fine, but you can't just start on top of that slab, even though it'd probably be easier and less work. But you're going to be sad if you go through all this work and it turns out that the floors start to crack and things start to shift and you just won't be happy. So go with the post and beam. That's definitely a great idea.
All right, now we've got one here from Peggy, who wants to paint her dark cherry kitchen cabinets white. Have you ever known anyone who's regretted painting their cherry cabinets? How would I proceed, and what products would you use? I don't have cherry cabinets, but they were oak with a heavy, heavy, heavy grain and like that reddish tone, and I hated their guts, and I don't regret for a second that I painted them white.
Yeah.
It just definitely, because the oak had such a heavy grain, we had to fill in the grain a little bit, really sand it, spray the paint on. I don't know what the difference would be with a cherry cabinet, but what do you think, Tom?
The fact that it's a cherry cabinet is kind of immaterial. You still have to prep the surface properly, right? So you have to light sand it. One of the things I would recommend is a product called a deglosser, also known as liquid sandpaper, because it helps to take that shiny, smooth finish that's left, even after you sanded, and gives it a little bit of a tact so that the primer coat sticks really, really well to it. You're going to use a good quality primer, and I would make sure, of course, I'm using a white primer because that's the color that you want when you're done. And then you use a good quality top coat. And I think if you do that, there's no reason you can't turn those dark cherry cabinets into a beautiful white cabinet kitchen. I would also pay attention to the sheen. I'm thinking like satin or semi-gloss, right, Leslie? You certainly don't want anything shinier than that.
No, and I think you don't want anything less either because it's more difficult to clean. But I do love a semi-gloss for a cabinet over the satin.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thanks so much for spending a little bit of your time this weekend with us. We hope that we've shared a tip or two that's helpful in your plans for your home. If you've got questions about projects that you are tackling now, or you want to tackle, reach out to us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Didn't take media outlets long to call the winner of Saturday's South Carolina primary. Seemingly within seconds of polls closing, former President Trump had the checkmark with a 60-plus to 30-plus percentage point difference. In Columbia, Mr. Trump said the message now should be crystal clear.
Right now, we're a laughingstock all over the world. Our country is going to be respected again, respected like never before.
In Charleston, former two-time South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says, despite not holding her own state, she's in no mood to drop out.
I'm not giving up this fight when a majority of Americans disapprove of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Next up is the primary calendar is Michigan on Tuesday. A suspect in custody in connection with the killing of a nursing student whose body was found on the University of Georgia campus.
Athens resident Jose Antonio Ibarra was taken into custody Friday for the death of 22-year-old Lake and Hope Riley, says University of Georgia Police Chief Jeff Clark.
He did not know her at all. I think this was a crime of opportunity where he saw an individual bad things happen.
The chief says a trail of evidence, including video, led them to the 26-year-old suspect who faces a slew of charges in the Thursday murder of Riley, who was found near running trails.
This is a heartbreaking time for the university.
Audio courtesy WSB, I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. and Britain have struck some 18 Houthi targets across multiple locations in Yemen. This morning's action in retaliation to a recent surge in attacks by the Iran-backed militia group on ships in the Red Sea, as well as in the Gulf of Aden. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
A defeat for the NCAA is a victory for athletes.
A federal judge barring the organization from enforcing its rules prohibiting name, image, and likeness compensation for recruits by granting a preliminary injunction demanded by the states of Tennessee and Virginia. Now, the ruling undercuts what has been a fundamental principle of the NCAA's model of amateurism for decades. Simply, third parties cannot pay recruits to attend a particular school. But the judge wrote the NCAA's prohibition likely violates federal antitrust law and harms athletes. Jason Walker reporting.
Top college teams scoring. At number 2, Houston beat 11th-ranked Baylor 82-76. Number 4, Arizona over Washington 91-75. Unranked Wake Forest, though, upsets 8th-ranked Duke 83-79. This is SRN and townhall.com. We're looking for an outdoor activity. How about swimming in a frozen lake?
The 10th annual Winter Swimming Festival in Newport, Vermont, has competitors plunging into a swimming pool-sized hole cut out from a frozen lake. In sub-freezing water, they compete in normal races,
okay, in the water,
like the 200-meter freestyle and others. Competitors emerged from the water to an air temperature around 15 degrees this weekend, wrapped up in towels, and then led to a warming building. Swimmers came to the Vermont competition from as far away as California and even from England. I'm Jackie Quinn.
According to the most recent estimates from the National Center for Health Statistics, about 73% of American adults live in households where there were only wireless phones. For those 65 and older, less than half were estimated to be using cell phones exclusively. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions because we're here to help you get those projects done. This is episode 2391. If you're keeping track, we are. And I can't believe we're about ready to hit 2400. But if you love the show, you can listen 24/7 at moneypit.com or anytime by podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Now, our mission is to help you guys get stuff done. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer kind of person, great. If you're a do-it-for-me kind of person that loves to hire pros, that's also great. We can make sure that you know what to look for, what questions to ask so the job gets done right the first time. But you have to help yourself first by reaching out to us with those questions. You can do that by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button. Or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's program, are you guys noticing that your home might seem to trip the circuit breakers a little more often than you expect, which is like never? Well, it might be time to upgrade your circuit breaker panel. We're going to share how to know if it's time for a power upgrade in just a bit.
And, you know, there's so many choices in heating fuel out there, but have you ever wondered which one is the most efficient? We're going to sort the differences between oil, gas, propane, and electric heat to help you determine which is going to deliver the best energy efficiency just ahead.
And is there a big hole in your ceiling where heat just escapes 24/7? Well, there is if you have an attic access panel or an attic staircase installed. We're going to share how to make sure the only thing that goes up into that attic space is you, maybe just to kind of change out the Christmas decorations or whatever.
You know, winter clothes, summer clothes.
Yeah.
All right. But before all that, we are here for you. So if you need some help with a renovation, a repair, a decor project, reach out because we've got tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space. So let us know what you are working on so we can lend a hand.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. If you've got a DIY project on your to-do list, let us help make it a DIY done project.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line with a question about flooring. What can we do for you today?
Putting down a laminate flooring in my kitchen that houses a washer and dryer. The
washing and dry, they shimmy a bit.
You mean they shimmy as in they're moving across the floor, or they just shake a lot?
They shake a lot. I mean, they shimmy to the point of, if I have my coffee pot on the stove, the water will shimmy a little bit in the pot.
Seriously. Now, I mean, that could be a balancing thing. It could be, quite frankly, that your washing machine itself isn't perfectly leveled. That could be a matter of adjusting the legs or something's up with the flooring underneath it. But, you know, that could be one thing. Or if it's not happening with every single load, it could be, you know, how you're loading the washing machine. You could have too much stuff in it. But I would start really by making sure that the washing machine is perfectly leveled and perfectly balanced. And then there are actually pads that you can get at the home centers, even like a Bed Bath & Beyond type place. It's like an anti-vibration pad that goes underneath. Some of them are large enough to fit underneath the entire washing machine, and some of them are more for like the corners under the legs. But they're meant almost like shock absorbers from the machine to the floor. So definitely start with making sure it's fully balanced and level.
And I can put these machines directly on my laminate flooring?
Yeah, you can. I mean, look, if they're going to shake a lot, you're going to get some abrasion, especially if you get dirt under the leg, that could wear through the laminate surface. But I think Leslie's spot on. Get it leveled, and then get the anti-vibration pads or blocks. You can Google this. You know, you'll find them. I've got four of them. One under each leg of my washing machine, and I had it in there from when it was brand new, and it didn't really shake at all, but it was on the second floor, so I wanted to make sure it was as quiet as possible, and they work fantastic. They're just like rubber spacers that go under the leg of each of the four legs of the washer, and they sit on the floor, and because they're rubber, also, they will protect the laminate floor from any scratching.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Tom in Arizona, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Talk to me about this thing called stainless steel that stains. Stainless steel appliances and how you clean them.
Yeah, stainless steel and the stains that follow it, right?
Yeah,
you know, everybody thinks it's indestructible and you know, always stays beautiful and silvery looking and all of that, but it is indestructible, but it doesn't stay pretty. You know, it's used a lot in commercial kitchens for a very good reason because it's very, very durable. But if you want it to look, you know, shiny like chrome all the time, that's just not going to happen. So you got to kind of accept that. It's like if you have copper. We had somebody that called once and said, you know, I can't keep my copper gutters without turning green. I'm like, people pay extra for that. You know, that's called patina. It's like the natural way copper turns. And with stainless, it's going to get stained and it's going to get discolored and you're going to have to polish it probably more than you like to. But that's just kind of the way it rolls. Right, Leslie?
I mean, it definitely is. And, you know, it's interesting because some of the appliances have made that turn towards the non-fingerprinting stainless. Because it's amazing how quickly stainless steel does get fingerprinty. And one thing I didn't realize, which I should have before I got my stainless fridge, is that you can't put a magnet on it. So then it's like all the fun things you'd put up of your kids, you know, it's kind of useless. You can't put any of those things up. And in fact, some now manufacturers are putting a magnet, a magnetic backing on their stainless so that you can do that.
That'd be a big problem in my house. I don't think I've seen the refrigerator
right. Door
since it was delivered.
I mean, it's true, but there are, you know, special products that are meant for cleaning stainless steel. It's important that when you do clean the stainless that you wipe it in the grain of the stainless itself because you can then scratch it and cause like a weird swirling pattern. In my opinion, it's gorgeous and I think it's worth the work. So, you know, it's just something you gotta deal with, unfortunately.
What products would you suggest or process to clean?
You know, the one that I actually like actually comes in a wipe format, and it's called Weiman. It's Weiman. I know you can get it at Walmart or Bed Bath & Beyond. You can get it in a spray. You can get it in the wipe. I think the wipe kind of just makes it, you know, the easiest to deal with. Plus, then you end up with extra liquid at the bottom, and you can use regular rags when you're done. But I think the important thing is, you know, use a product that's meant for stainless, and you'll find that you have good success with it.
Okay, is there any type of polish to put over that then to help preclude getting stained again right away?
I don't think so, because you're not going to be able to like buff this to keep it clean in that sense. So I think it's just a matter of wiping it down on a regular basis. It's more of a maintenance issue, Tom.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We've got Marianne in Georgia on the line who's dealing with a very chilly laundry room. What's going on?
I live in a townhome. My laundry room, which is kind of an extension of my kitchen, is very cold. There's not a heating vent in there. Is there any way to insulate around, say, the hot and cold water pipes that come in for the washer
Thank you.
Hey, Marianne. Well, if you're asking us how do you insulate those pipes so that they don't freeze, the answer there is to use pipe insulation. Now, pipe insulation is available in a long foam tube, and it's slit down the middle, so you kind of like spread it apart and then wrap it around the pipe. Now, if you have gaps where there's cold air getting in, then I would use an expanded polyurethane insulation, like great stuff. I tell you to get the kind that's designed for windows and doors because it's not going to expand so much that it could actually push the drywall off of the wall. It's a little more squishy. But if you use that kind of insulation there, that can also help to stop some of the cold air that's getting in there. And, of course, if it is a really cold night, make sure you leave the door open. Now, if it's comfort, then maybe that's another issue.
Yeah, and I mean, also think about, you can add an electric baseboard heater into the space. I mean, I know we're talking about keeping the pipes warm so they don't freeze, but in addition to keeping you comfortable, you know, a smaller electric baseboard heater is going to keep you warm while you're in there sort of on demand and not be a ridiculous amount of money. So that kind of solves your problem.
Exactly. Good point.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, it might be a nuisance, but circuit breakers trip for a major safety reason, not just because they feel like there's something going on, guys. So we're going to explain why they are definitely worth paying attention to when the Money Pit continues. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you've got a home improvement question and you're wondering, who can I ask? I really wish I knew who to call or email or post to. Ah, I know. It's us, you guys. You can definitely turn to us for the answers. We're going to help you save time, money, help you avoid all of those hassles that really just make it a pain in the butt to get to your dream house. So follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast so we can lend a hand. Heading over to Brooklyn, New York, we've got David on the line who's dealing with an issue. What's going on at this brownstone?
So we're renovating this brownstone, and the whole floor is open. And we have now an option of putting a radiant heat, and we can put the radiant heat on the top of the floor, or we can put it on the bottom of the floor with these aluminum plates. And I just wanted to know which was the better way to do it. The one on the top seems to require lots of cement work, or and all of that. On the bottom, it seems so much simpler. And I don't need to plan ahead of how I'm going to design the room. I can do it later. So I would like to know which one is a better option.
I'm a little confused by when you say on top of the floor versus on the bottom of the floor. So are you talking about what kind of floor are we talking about here?
We have a plywood floor. It's on a wood, okay, wooden joists and plywood floor lying right on top of it. That's how it is right now.
So you're asking me if you should put it underneath the plywood floor or put it on top of the plywood floor?
Yeah.
There's a type of sheathing for radiant heat that's like 4x8 sheets, but it has it has tracks that are cut into it. They're all sort of routed out for the express purpose of laying in PEX piping into the sheet. And so you put the sheathing down and you put this PEX piping into the sheet so it's flat. And then you can floor on top of it so you could put, really any kind of flooring you want. I mean, you're not going to want to use something that's nailed down, but you could use like a parquet that's interlocking, or you could use a luxury vinyl plank or a stone hybrid product or something like of that nature. And you're not going to regret having radiant heat. It's really a nice, comfortable floor.
Well, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something when poof, the lights go out. Now, it seems to happen at the worst possible time, too, and it might be a nuisance, but circuit breakers tripping, they do so because there's a major safety situation going on.
Yeah, and that is to protect from an overload. Too many appliances running at the same time can cause too much power to draw, and what that does is it overheats the wire, and without a circuit breaker to protect that wire, it could catch fire. Now, the second thing that a circuit breaker does is protects from a short circuit, which is what happens when an appliance breaks down. This just happened to us this week. We had put in a circuit breaker panel in a garage, and it was working fine. And I noticed that overnight, it kept tripping a circuit. Well, it turned out, as it got cold, for whatever reason, there was a short circuit in an exterior line, and instead of causing a shock or a fire, it just turned off the breaker. So once we figured that out, disconnect the circuit, I think we got to run a new wire underground. So we're just going to put that off to the spring. But it definitely did the trick.
All right. Now, there's also a fairly new type of circuit breaker that can help prevent fires, and that's called an arc fault circuit interrupter. But how do these work, Tom?
Yeah, it's kind of like the next level of protection, like against small arcs, which is, for example, if you have a short circuit and you get like a spark, that's kind of an arc. And the arc fault circuit interrupter protects against that and shuts the circuit down before a fire could occur.
All right, so we've talked about the arc fault circuit interrupter, the AFCIs. Now let's cover another that's been around a lot longer, and I think a lot of people are familiar with it. Maybe they don't know what it stands for, but you've definitely said those letters, GFCI, which is a ground fault circuit interrupter.
Yeah, that's the outlet that everyone has that has the test and the reset button built in, usually in kitchens
or
in bathrooms, right. And the way it works is the ground fault is where electricity travels the path of ground. So if you get a short circuit and the ground may be you, let's say you're plugging in a lamp and the lamp has got a short, you don't want to take that shock, right? So you want that shock is going to go right to ground, but instead of going to ground, it goes to the ground fault, and the ground fault turns the circuit off. It detects 0.02 of an amp charge going to ground, which is not enough for you to get hurt. And they're really required anywhere there's a wet location. So kitchens, bathrooms, outside your house, garages, and so on. And here's a little tricky thing about ground fault circuit interrupters. You can use them in a electric panel or you can use them in an outlet. And sometimes when you use them in an outlet, you can have several outlets connected to them. So, for example, I used to get a call, Leslie, when I was a home inspector, and one of my clients had bought a house, and they said, everything's great, except we have no power in our bathroom and our this and our that. And I'm like, oh, did you trip the ground fault breaker? Well, no, we didn't do that. I'm like, here's what I want you to do. Go into the garage. I want you to look at every wall and find the one that's got the outlet with the buttons on it. It's not here. It's not here. Never mind. They'd reset it, and all of a sudden, all the outlets would have power again. So remember that one ground fault can cover a bunch of outlets.
Kathy in Arkansas is on the line and has a question about potentially having radon in the home. Tell us what's going on and why you might think this.
I built a house about 2 years ago on the slab, and I always hear a lot about radon lately for some reason. Is that a potential hazard on a slab home, or is that only where you have, like, crawl spaces? I don't know how that works.
So it's technically possible that you could have radon in a house that's slab on grade. Radon is a gas that's in the soil, and if it builds up to a point where it's over 4 picocuries per liter of air, that's the measure of radon, then you would take some action to reduce it in your house. Typically, if your house is on a basement or a crawl space, well, your house is on a basement, it's probably at the highest risk because it can come directly through the walls and get into that space and up into the house. Crawl space is not so much because it's very well ventilated. Slab-on-grade homes can have a radon level if the radon is very, very high in the soil. Now, the only way to know is with a radon test. Fortunately, it's pretty easy and inexpensive to do. You pick up a radon testing canister. You can buy one at a home center, or you certainly can order one online. You would place this canister in your home for a period of around 2 to 6 days. Then after that exposure period, you would seal it back up, ship it off to the lab. They would read it and tell you what your radon levels are. And based on that information, you could either do further testing or talk to a radon mitigator about getting it resolved. So that's basically the long and the short of it. Slab-on-grade houses don't have as high a risk as a basement house, but it is technically possible for them to have elevated levels.
Wow. I just wondered how it could get through the cement from the dirt.
Yeah, it finds a way.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
All right, we're heading out to Pennsylvania where Gene is on the line who's dealing with some smelly shower drains. What is going on over there?
We've been smelling sewer gas coming from the drain in our shower. I thought there might be a clog in the P-trap, so I poured baking soda and vinegar into the drain, but still the scent remains. What could be causing this, and how can we resolve the problem?
Well, Gene, if you've cleaned the P-trap out, that was a smart thing to do, but you didn't mention whether or not you had dumped any bleach down there. And I'll tell you why that could be helpful here, because a lot of times when you get strong odors that can smell like sewer gas, it's really a bacteria that grows in the drain, and it's called biogas, which you're smelling. And the way to clean that is by dumping some bleach down there and using that to sort of clean and swish around that drain, letting it sit for a while and then flushing it and then doing it again. Or you could use an oxygenated bleach cleaner. I wouldn't use both, but you could use an oxygenated cleaner, and that does the same thing. I'd like to make sure you're eliminating the biogas, and I would also do that while you're at it with your sink drains in that bathroom as well, because sometimes you'll get that same bacteria that will form in sink drains, sometimes even in the overflow channel of the sink. And do those three areas, the overflow, the sink drain, and the tub drain, and see what happens. If you have a problem, reach out back to us, but I think it sounds to me like it's a biogas issue. It's not a venting problem.
This is the Money Pit. Still to come, gas, oil, propane, electric. There's so many ways that you can be heating your home. Are you wondering which is the most efficient? What about which one's the cheapest? We're going to tell you after this.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn?
while time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite 241-3474.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. I'm already thinking about my spring projects because it's getting kind of like teasingly warm now, right? Occasionally you get a warm day and think, oh, I got something started, but then I can't because I know it's going to snow. But it's getting there. It's getting closer and closer. If you've got some projects that you're thinking about doing, we'd love to help. Call us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, heading over to North Carolina, where John's got a question about insulation. How can we help you?
Hey, so this is just a follow-up question to what I had for y'all before. I called in about spray-in foam, and Bill said that, you know, for your house, 1896 home or something, older home, you've got spray
foam.
Good
memory, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for that house, you said you had the spray. What I was just wondering was, I talked a little bit more to the person that wants to do the work on my house, and they said there was two different types of closed cell and open cell, and I just didn't know. I was wondering if you knew what was in your house, if it was open or closed cell, and if there was one that was better than the other. I guess that was pretty much my main question.
Well, closed cell spray foam can be applied at a lower temperature, as low as, I think, about 5 degrees. It's also a stronger foam. So sometimes if you're concerned about shift in a wall, what's called a racking strength, you use a closed cell. It's also got a higher R value per inch, so it's a little more energy efficient. And it's resistant to vapor transfer, so it has a lower vapor permanence, it's called. Also can reject any water, like in leaks. It's not really damaged by that. Open cell spray foam is at a significantly lower cost than closed cell, and you can get a greater R value if you're not restricted by space. In other words, if you got room for the stuff to expand. But it's a little more of a hydrophobic material, and it's going to also be a good air barrier and an insulating material as well. So those are kind of the differences. It really depends on what you're trying to achieve. I think in my home, I have both. I think I have closed cell down the crawl space where there's more potential moisture, and open cell up in the attic space.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. I really appreciate you all letting me call in again to ask a follow-up question. I love your program. So thank you so much for calling me, guys.
All right. Take care. Good luck with that project.
So have you been bombarded with ads compelling you to choose propane over oil or natural gas over electric? Well, all of those competing claims make it very hard for you to figure out what the best deal is. According to the Department of Energy, the best home heating fuel option for your home really depends on a variety of things, including the cost, the availability of that fuel in your area, and the cost of maintenance and installation.
Yeah, and the truth is that for the most of us, our home heating fuel options may not be up to us. You know, since the fuel has to match the heating appliance that was installed in your home, your apartment, or your condo, switching from one fuel to another usually isn't practical, but there are some ways to save.
So if you heat by oil, or in some cases propane, one way that you can cut costs is to join a fuel oil cooperative. Now, a cooperative is a group that forms to purchase the fuel in bulk at a discounted price, which is then passed along to the end users. And the cooperatives have been around for more than 20 years, and joining one can definitely result in some substantial savings. You just have to remember that these providers do not offer a service like in an emergency. If you need an oil delivery on a cold weekend night and you're out, like, you're kind of in a jam in that situation, but the savings are for sure there.
Absolutely.
June in Alaska's on the line with a question about tiles cracking on the floor. How can we help you today?
I was listening to your wonderful program, and when you got to the part about the in-floor heat, we have a lot of that here in our area, the in-floor heating,
yes,
and I love it. However, our home is only 10 years old. It's, you know, it's fairly new. But I've noticed my bathroom floors, they have ceramic tile.
Okay.
And we have some hairline cracks in them.
Mm, yeah.
But I thought, I'm going to replace them. But when I do that, I want to know how to have the people do it properly.
Right.
So that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, so I think you may have heard us talking to the representative from Schluter Systems. You're referring to the remote show that I did up in Newton, Massachusetts with all of the guys at This Old House. And we were talking about one of the products they put in, which is a product called Ditra. And Ditra is a membrane that goes under tile, and it does just that. It prevents cracking. But now they have Ditra, where they've combined it with a heating system. So you can have an electric floor underneath your tile, and you know that the tile is going to be both warm and it will not crack. So it's a really cool product, very effective, and I really hate to get the calls from folks that are asking me how to stop their floors from cracking, because there's no easy answer. It's just, it's happening because the floor wasn't put down correctly to begin with. But now you can put down this Dietra product with the heating system built in. There's a Wi-Fi thermostat that's available for it, and you've got all the parts in one place. So I would definitely encourage you to look into that when you're ready to do the floor. Just look for those Schluter Systems, their website, and it's pretty obvious. It's called Dietra Heat. They've been making products for pros that install tile for a long, long time, and that's why the guys at This Old House use them for so many of those critical bathroom projects there. All right, June, good luck with that project.
Love your program.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, is there a big hole in your ceiling where heat can escape? Well, we bet there is.
We'll explain how to stop wasting heat that works its way around attic hatchways and stairs when the Money Pit returns.
Live in the Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you enjoy getting our tips and tricks on the radio, we'd also like to invite you to join us on the Money Pit podcast.
Catch up on past episodes or hear the latest, and it's all free. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, we've got Alvin on the line who's dealing with a structural issue over at the Money Pit and they live in. What's going on?
Well, I've got a brick ranch. It's about 100 feet long. No basement, 3 foot crawl space.
Okay.
And what's happened is the center of the house spine has broken, and the floors dropped down, and of course some of the walls are splitting. And I got under the house and looked, and what's happened is the builders, when they built the house, most of the cinder blocks were filled to make them solid, but the two right in the center of the house were left open. And what's happened is the weight of the house over time, and I had a heavy bookcase above there, has just crushed the floor in. Those cinder blocks just crumbled.
Oh, man, what a mess.
And I've tried to jack it back up, and the ground is good and solid under there, but everywhere that the hydraulic jack presses into the 2x10s, there's 3 of them nailed together, it just presses into the wood, and it's not lifting the house.
Well, all right, you got quite an issue there. I don't know that I would do this myself. You really need to have an experienced pro behind this. Also, you have to realize that when you start lifting this house back up, you're going to move everything that basically fell to begin with, so you'll end up with additional repairs. You could also stress out electrical connections or plumbing connections, and those could be require repair or potentially be unsafe. To get the house jacked back up, you probably just don't have the right equipment, because typically on a situation like that, it would be a pretty heavy-duty jack. You say you got good solid soil underneath, but you essentially are going to distribute out that weight. You're not just going to have the jack contact with those 3 wood beams. You'll probably have like an I-beam that goes between the jack and those beams you're trying to lift, so that you could spread out the lift to a much wider footprint, and that would distribute the weight and stop this problem of the jack actually pressing into the wood. And then, of course, once you get it up there, you have to rebuild the column properly. Footing's probably still okay, but you probably have to tear out that block and rebuild it or put a new column in there and then let it back down. So it's, you know, it seems, as I describe it, a fairly straightforward process, but there's a lot that could go wrong. I think you're on to something with trying to repair this, though, in that fashion, because you can't let it get any worse. And it does sound like it's an active problem. So the other thing to consider is if you want to get the help of a structural engineer, this could come up if you ever sold the house. And it's always helpful when you say that you consulted a design professional like that, and they basically designed the repair. I told you exactly what to do. Then you had a contractor do it per the engineer's specification. Then the engineer reinspected to confirm it's done correctly. It's kind of like having a pedigree or a seal of approval on that work, and you can assure yourself it will have no impact on the value of your home by following that process. So sounds like you got a project in front of you, my friend.
So is there a big hole in your ceiling where heat can escape? There could be if your attic door hatch isn't insulated or sealed.
Yeah, so to find out, what you want to do is open your attic access and check to see if the door is sealed and insulated. Now, typically, an attic hatchway will be sealed with weather stripping that could be like foam tape or even a rubber gasket where the door makes contact with the door frame, which is usually like trim that is around that opening.
Yeah, if your attic door has attached pull-down stairs, insulation typically takes the form of a foam box that's going to fit over the opening and then has to be moved to enter the attic. If you don't have pull-down stairs, the attic door is typically insulated with foam or bat insulation that's attached directly to the backside of that door.
Yeah, we have an attic stair that actually has a foam surface built into it, so it is quite warm. And here's why that's important. An unsealed or uninsulated attic door is basically a big hole in the ceiling of your house. So your attic may have plenty of insulation, but if that door isn't sealed and insulated as well, you aren't getting the full benefit.
And adding weather stripping and insulation to that attic door is a simple DIY project that typically costs less than $25. Now, if your attic door does not have pull-down stairs, you can attach that foam board or that bat insulation directly to that door.
And if you do have pull-down stairs, you can actually build a box out of that foam board or purchase a pre-made model. They're not very expensive and very simple to install.
Michelle in Pennsylvania is on the line with a question about a heat pump. What's going on at your money pit?
I have a pretty big house, lots of windows, and so I want to kind of section off parts of the house that I don't really live in. Problem is those parts of the house is the formal living, formal dining room, and that's where my thermostat is located.
Ah, okay.
So
Yeah, so I feel like if I lower the thermostat, then it's going to kick on even harder.
Yeah, Michelle, you know, there is a solution for that, and it comes in the form of a thermostat, a smart thermostat. And what I'm thinking of is a thermostat that's called an Ecobee. It's E-C-O-B-E-E. And what's different about the Ecobee smart thermostat? It has all the technology you'll see in other Wi-Fi thermostats, you know, like the fact that you can control it from your smartphone and knows when you're home, knows when you're away. But what Ecobee also has are wireless remote sensors. So you can put sensors in different parts of the room, different parts of the house, and then you could tell the heating system what the temperature should be in that room, and it should read that and determine whether it should go on or off. So in the rooms that you don't use that much, you could have a very cold temperature, and in the rooms that you do use, you could have a very warm temperature, and it would kind of read just that particular area and not the area where the original thermostat is mounted. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So what's something like that going to run?
Yeah, it's not terribly expensive, and the installation is sort of DIY. You know, I think they're probably a couple hundred bucks, but go to ecobee.com, E-C-O-B-E-E, and you can shop online or you can find it on Amazon. I think it's probably the answer to your particular situation, because heat pumps are expensive to run. And so you want to make sure that you're using the thermostat properly.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining this hour. Coming up, as the saying goes, one man's trash is another man's treasure. But if you enjoy shopping for furniture at garage sales or estate auctions, you do need to be careful to make sure that you're not buying furniture that's unsafe. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Call for details.
Money Pit.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What's going on in your money pit? If you need some help taking on a project and fixing up your space, give us a call. We're happy to help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Rick wrote into Team Money Pit saying he's driving an older truck and it's been dripping motor oil on the garage floor. Aside from fixing the truck, I know about
step
that.
Step one.
You got any tips on products to clean that floor with?
Yeah. What I would do is I would pick up some borax and I would mix it with water into a paste. And I would apply that paste to the stained area and let it sit for a bit. And then once it sits, you can rinse it off. That will do a decent job of lifting that stain. Now, if it's a fresh stain, you could also put kitty litter down, and that will help soak it up. But definitely fix the truck, because you can only do this so many times until it's just going to be permanently stained. And then there's nothing else that you're going to be able to do except paint it. Even that's going to be a challenge because you've got greasy concrete you're trying to go over.
All right, now we've got one from Terry who says, I have a greasy buildup on the kitchen cabinets. Boy, grease is the popular question of the
it
hour,
is,
apparently.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how to best clean them without damaging the wood. I would first try vinegar, honestly.
Vinegar and water, right? Like a mixture of that.
Yeah, and I'm like talking about like white vinegar, not like salad vinegar.
Yeah. And then I think if you want to ramp it up, you could try Murphy's Oil Soap, which is a very gentle cleaner. The thing is you can't, you know, get the cabinets too wet. And above that, I like Crud Cutter. I've been using that in my house. Crud Cutter makes a cleaner degreaser that's really good at cleaning cabinet surfaces. As long as you don't let it sit on there too long, it works really super well. So there's some options for you.
Yeah, and while we're talking about grease, like let's stick to greasy things in the kitchen. How about the vent hood over the range? That thing gets surprisingly greasy, and I think a lot of people don't realize there's filters on there that you should either be changing or cleaning. And if you do that and get rid of the grease buildup on that so that the air flows nicely and the way it's supposed to, you can get rid of a lot of the grease that's on your cabinets.
Well, using found items is a great way to decorate. There are many vintage pieces just waiting for the right touch. And you know the old saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure. But you need to be sure that what you're picking up, either at a garage sale or even off the street, is safe, especially if you're using it in kids' rooms. Leslie has the details in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, guys, if you decide to do a little garage or estate shopping to save some cash, you want to be careful about which vintage pieces you choose, especially for your kids' room. Now, you don't want to get anything with old chipping and potentially lead-based paint. You also want to make sure you stay away from furniture with out-of-date latches and hardware, especially like a crib or a chest of drawers. Now, you can also check at the CPSC.gov website for recalled items there. And don't be afraid to salvage old pieces. You can save money. You can save the planet. You just have to be smart about it because crib safety has changed so much. Railings on headboards or side rails on kids' beds, that has changed so much as far as the spacing of things. So definitely think smart before you go and make that deal. Check out the Consumer Product Safety Commission's website before you do purchase anything, just to make sure you're getting a good and safe deal.
Yep, and that's at CPSC.gov. Coming up on the next edition of The Money Pit, if you could use a better night's sleep, and who couldn't, it turns out that March is the best month to buy a mattress. There's discounts out there now, guys, ranging in the area of 50%. So we're going to share tips on what to look for when you're buying a new mattress on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My old tender way, So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rostrum. It's former President Trump, as expected, who came out on top of the South Carolina primary Saturday night, trouncing former Governor Nikki Haley in her home state. Mr. Trump did not even have to mount a vigorous campaign, making few appearances, spending relatively little money for the win. Haley, though, is vowing to stay in the race, plans to visit Michigan, the site of Tuesday's primary, on Sunday. Earlier at the annual Conservative Political Action Caucus in Maryland, the former president said the U.S. cannot withstand another 4 years of President Biden.
With four more years of Biden, the hordes of illegal aliens stampeding across our borders will exceed 40 to 50 million people. Medicare, Social Security, health care, and public education will buckle and collapse.
In winning South Carolina, Mr. Trump also picks up the state's 50 convention delegates. The body of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny has been handed over to his mother.
The director of his foundation made the announcement on his social media, where he thanked everyone who had called on Russian authorities to return Navalny's body to his family. Navalny's widow recently accused President Vladimir Putin of mocking Christianity by trying to force his mother to agree to a secret funeral after his death. His spokesperson also raised concerns about whether authorities will allow a funeral that will honor the family's wishes for Navalny's farewell. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Israeli officials are meeting on the next steps after the latest talks with the United States, Egypt, and Qatar in search of a deal on pausing the fighting in Gaza. Prime Minister Netanyahu says he'll convene the cabinet early next week to approve the operational plans for action in Rafah. There have been widespread warnings from the international community about an Israeli military ground operation in Rafah. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
The number of passengers flying through Dubai International Airport surged in the last year beyond its total for 2019, which was just before the pandemic grounded global aviation.
The airport is the world's busiest for international travel, and its passenger numbers are a barometer for the aviation industry. The figures show 2023 was still shy of the all-time high in 2018, but they show how much the airport has bounced back from the pandemic. The 2023 destinations for the airport's 86.9 million passengers were India, Saudi Arabia, the United Kingdom, and Pakistan.
Jeremy House reports Russia is also a major market, as Dubai is one of the few places open to Russians during its nearly two-year war on Ukraine. The eldest son of Mexico's president says his telephone number has been published on social media, and he's been receiving threats. This is townhall.com. It is one of the most unique missions yet by the Coast Guard in Puget Sound.
It's a pilot program to alert vessels of whale sightings, an effort to keep the giant marine mammals safe from boat strikes and noise in the highly used inland waters of Washington State. The program launches as visits by orcas and humpback whales increase in the region. The alerts will go to all commercial and transit vessels, and wildlife advocates say it's the first step in ambitious plans to keep the whales safe. That includes thermal cameras and sound monitoring. John Scott reporting.
Colombia's government announced an underwater exploration more than 600 meters deep to investigate and try to raise objects from the mythical galleon San Jose. The ship sank in the 18th century in the country's northern Caribbean and is believed to contain cargo valued at billions of dollars. More of these stories, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Well, I am not high above the arch, but I am in St. Louis. Brian's off this week. Mark Reardon from 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis. And Mr. Kilmeade was nice enough. He visits with me every week, was nice enough to invite me to do this. And I was a little challenged just because I do an afternoon radio show here in St. Louis. I don't usually get up early in the morning. I like to ease into the day. I have a little daughter who's about to turn 9 years old and get her on the school bus, and then I start moving. But this morning, I tried to go to bed a little earlier knowing that I had an earlier wake-up time, and I think I set the alarm for 5:45. 3:15 this morning, I hear this beeping sound in my home. And it's like at first I thought it was that sound that the smoke detector makes when it's running out of batteries. But it was different. And thankfully, my wife got up. I was about to get up. Maybe she took pity on me because she knew I had to get up early. And it was the battery that was going out in the smoke detector, or not the smoke detector, the ADT alarm. So it was my alarm that was beeping, and that pretty much kept me up since 3:15 this morning, unfortunately. But we're up and moving here, and I'm glad to be here across the nation. I do have a couple of Missouri things that I'm going to self-indulge myself with and share with you, the audience, this morning. Senator Eric Schmidt, who, if you don't know him, you're going to get to know him here at the bottom of the hour. He's a freshman senator from Missouri, was elected last year, and is just doing a great job. And he with Senator Hawley both opposed the foreign aid bill last week, so I primarily want to talk to him about that and some other things. But he I always said this about Eric Schmidt. He's like one of the, no offense to the rest of the people in politics who are a bunch of weirdos, many of them, except for the people on our show this morning. He's like a normal guy. You know, we talk baseball a lot. He's a baseball guy, and he also was arguably the MVP of the congressional baseball game last year. So Senator Schmidt coming up here in just a little bit. But last week, as the week was ending, I still subscribe. I feel like I pay for everything out there when it comes to streaming services and newspapers. I meet the paywall, and I subscribe to Rolling Stone magazine mainly because of the music. I will tell you that the politics has and always has, you know, driven me crazy, although I'm old enough to remember when P.J. O'Rourke wrote a conservative column for Rolling Stone. I also remember when Matt Taibbi was just a rabid lefty before he kind of switched over and started taking a look at at things from a different perspective. But I see in Rolling Stone an article that is called Social Media's Cringiest Conservative is Running for School Board as a Democrat. And it is Bethany Mandel, who I know just a little bit, the co-author of Stolen Youth. She's been a guest of mine many times, and she is with us this morning. Bethany Mandel, why did you let Rolling Stone magazine do a feature on you? Are you crazy?
I mean, they were going to do it anyway, so you might as well talk to them, right? And try to mitigate the damage as best as possible. And if you look past the headline, it wasn't terrible considering what it could have been. They just called me a Nazi.
Right.
They didn't talk about how one of my issues is like anti-Semitism in the schools because I'm an Orthodox Jew. But other than calling me a Nazi, I thought it turned out okay.
Yeah, and you said that were there terms to this? The only thing that I saw is you said you will do this if you're allowed to record the conversations as well, right?
Yeah, you always record. You don't trust anybody.
Well, you know, I don't often get interviewed by print people, but I will tell you that any time over the course of my career when I've been interviewed by a print person, the quotes that end up in the paper or in the magazine, never the same. Never. Now, sometimes they make me sound smarter than I am, which I appreciate, but they never really quote you the way that you're being quoted, right?
Yeah. I mean, he quoted me correctly, but he took a lot of liberties, but I think that it turned out as okay as it did because he knows I have a recording.
Yeah, I think that that's a little leverage that you have. All right, well, let's get to the crux of the matter here. Why are you in, as they describe it in Rolling Stone, Bethany Mandel, Deep Blue, Montgomery County, Maryland, running as a Democrat for your local school board? And because you homeschool, we've talked about this, you homeschool your kids. Yeah. So what are you doing out there, you crazy Nazi?
So I have been a registered Democrat since 2021 because I like to participate in democracy. I thought the left was all about defending democracy. Here I am participating in democracy, and I'm getting roasted for it. I'm not running as a Democrat. It's a nonpartisan race, but I am a registered Democrat, and I have been for years. So why am I running? I mean, this is a question I get a lot because I homeschool. And it was a question I got a lot during the open schools debate, also during COVID. Schools here were closed longer than almost anywhere else in the country. And I'm a human and a mother who cares about children, and I see children getting hurt, and I see the damage that this county has inflicted upon our public school system with my tax dollars. The budget is $3.3 billion with a B. And there has to be someone sitting there saying, what you are doing is not to the benefit of children. This is like the enduring story of COVID and of the last 5 years, especially.
Absolutely.
Adults who are doing things and they don't care about what is best for children.
Well, it frustrates me from a variety of perspectives, and I talk about the learning loss all the time. We were very lucky where I sit right here in the St. Louis area, where we weren't locked out as much as a lot of, you know, kids were across the country. And I guess I want your opinion on this, because I'm a little frustrated that these issues, especially with the learning loss, they seemingly, Bethany, just aren't discussed very much nationally. Now, you can make a case that that's really not a national issue. This is why I always encourage, and I think that you're a perfect example here, you local elections, these school board elections or local municipal elections, are arguably more important to the way that you are affected in everyday life by government than a national election. So it's important to pay attention. So maybe I'd start with that question for you. Is there even a way, or should there be a way, to wind into the presidential conversation, and I suppose all these other congressional races, this issue of what's happened to these kids in the aftermath of COVID and how desperate it is, and, you know, the numbers are staggering. They really are.
Yeah, no, that's really terrible. I mean, this is exactly why I'm a registered Democrat, because I wanted the ability to vote in my primary elections here, because those are the elections that matter, and the elections that matter in our everyday lives are for the county council, are for the county executive, are for school board. I've become a lot more involved over the course of COVID when I realized that, because the people in power here where I live were destroying my home. But it's been really disappointing to see, I think the left betray their most core values when it comes to, you know, remember when people used to say, check your privilege? We don't hear that anymore. We stopped hearing that when they started using people with fewer means to be their Instacart shoppers and they're DoorDash shoppers. And they closed the schools for the children of those Instacart shoppers. I've been really disappointed to watch the left really betray everything they claimed was most sacred to them.
You said, because some people think that this is a publicity stunt, and you reject that, don't you, Bethany?
Yeah.
You don't need that.
I don't need that. I trend on Twitter frequently enough. And I also, it's funny, I just dropped my kid off at a program that she's doing today. And I'm sitting in the parking lot right now as we're talking, very rudely ignoring her teacher. And my daughter said, should I tell her you're on the radio? And I said, no, don't tell anyone what I do. Don't tell them I wrote a book. Don't tell them. I try to fly under the radar as much as possible because I know where I live. And I like to make things easier for my children. This does not help that. That effort, trying to be as under the radar as possible in deep blue Montgomery County, because my name will be on everybody's ballot. And when I start getting donations later this week, we'll be sending mailers to people's homes. And I, my cover, as best as I had it, will be blown locally.
Bethany Mandel is my guest. I love this line from Rolling Stone. I think you did by, you know, insisting that you record it. Maybe you softened their tone just a little bit. They said, despite her persona as a right-wing firebrand, not Nazi in that line, Mandela is relatively buttoned up over the phone. She's very open, though, that she's having some misgivings about running for office. So let's address that. Is it everything basically you just said, the kids and other people just being, poking around in your life now when you run for this office, Bethany?
Yeah, psycho. People are psycho.
Yeah.
So there's a local mom blog. There's a local mom message board called DC Urban Moms. And people, it's anonymous, so people really go at it. And I've had neighbors talking about my children, and I know they're my neighbors because they're telling stories that are close enough to true. And they talk about my children, and they badmouth my children, and I know that I'm opening myself up to that 10 times more with this run. And it's not fun. It's not a fun experience. And if I lose, I make zero money. And if I win, it's like a $25,000 a year job that's basically full time. Like, it's pretty much no win for me, but we need someone on this school board who has the best interests of the children at heart, who will stop and say, what we are doing is not in the best interest of children. And that, to me, that's priceless. Like, someone has to be doing that. And if not me, then who?
How much of the issue in that school, by the way, when's the election, first of all?
So the primary is May 14th, and then okay. If I pass that primary stage, then it's a November election.
So how much I know that you've probably written about this with book bannings and these claims that books are being banned. I even saw something in the Washington Post last week. You know, here's an outline of all the books that have been banned in Florida. Nothing's been banned in Florida, right?
No.
And it's frustrating to me, and I don't know how the conversation with parents go, because my feeling is on these books in particular that are somewhat questionable, especially for, elementary schools, it's perfectly appropriate to have age-appropriate materials. They certainly do that with the Internet. But, Bethany, I sense that a lot of the people who are following, people depend on the legacy media, right? They don't see the graphic images from genderqueer, because the legacy media, when the New York Times writes about this or the Washington Post, they have the technology to fully put in the slides to show what people might be upset about. But they never do that. They just talk about books being banned, et cetera.
Yeah.
I guess my point is, I think that a lot of people, parents in school districts who just are trying to go about their life and deal with the crowded schedule that they have, they buy that nonsense because they don't know the details. The details aren't really shared with them.
Yeah, no, I mean, they are intentionally kept secret. And what's really disturbing about books like Genderqueer is, you could joke that they're putting books into classrooms of children who can't read. But now they're turning them into graphic novels. Genderqueer is a graphic novel. They are accounting for the fact that their hyper-focus on ideology instead of excellence, they're accounting for that. And so now they're turning all of the most graphic, disturbing content into graphic novels, and it's available to anyone. The American Library Association, as part of, like the things that they say, they don't discriminate on the basis of XYZ, and one of them is age. They don't, quote-unquote, discriminate based on age. Therefore, they believe that any book should be available to anyone of any age. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That is so disturbing, and that's not a thing that anyone talks about.
And I've been bracing myself. I have a great school district here in the St. Louis area, and I love, our principal and teacher, but I listen very carefully to what my daughter says, when I ask her about school, what they're learning, and I'm just bracing myself for that, Not that there hasn't been some indoctrination moments already attempted, but I think I'm bracing myself for more of that moment, especially how I might react. I don't think I'll be running for school board like you, but as someone who has a big mouth on the radio, I think I have to be careful because I don't want to hurt my kids either, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's really hard, but at the same time, I'm sure that they're, it's funny, my daughter, not just my daughter, but she's the most perceptive. My kids hear me on the radio. They hear mommy doing this stuff. And so they are much more attuned than 99.9% of children in America, but they miss stuff all the time. The level of subtle indoctrination is really significant. But then the question, they put you in this position where you really have to choose between your child and your beliefs, because making a stink, for example, you know, during COVID, when teachers had their pronouns on Zoom, parents are constantly faced with the question, like, do I stand up and say something and make things more difficult for my child, or do I just have to suck it up and swallow it?
Yeah,
and
it gets very tricky.
That's constant. It's constant.
Absolutely. Bethany Mandel, always great to have you on my show. Thank you for joining us this morning on the Brian Kilmeade Show, and good luck with everything. You're realistic about this. I mean, this is still kind of an uphill battle for you to win this race, right?
100%, but it's starting a conversation in this county that desperately, desperately needs to be had.
Keep it going, Bethany. Thank you. Appreciate it. We got Eric Schmidt, who is a senator from my great state of Missouri, coming up here in just a little bit. This is Mark Reardon filling in. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
In a crisis, your number one need is food. Because when things go sideways, it's always one of the first things to sell out. But if you wait to stock up, all you'll find at the grocery store are crowds of desperate people and empty shelves. That's why FEMA and the Red Cross say you need at least 72 hours of non-perishable food. But here's the good news. For Patriots, the Trusted Preparedness Company is offering listeners of this station a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kits. This new and improved kit has 20 servings of delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all designed to last for 25 years. It sells for $29 and has been rated 4.4 stars by thousands of happy customers. But when you act quickly and buy one kit, you will get two more kits absolutely free. That's three kits for the price of one, $58 in free food. Go to freefood4.com. That's freefood4.com. This deal won't last. Go to freefood4.com now.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Police in Germany think they've solved a 46-year-old cold case and say a U.S. Army veteran is to blame. James Patrick Dempsey is under arrest and facing extradition to Germany for the 1978 murder of Barbel Ganceau. She was found dead in her Ludwigsburg apartment with 37 stab wounds. The 35-year-old is said to have hung around officers' clubs for American soldiers. Police collected fingerprints from a bathroom window that was left open at the crime scene and compared them to the prints of soldiers Ganceau knew, but Dempsey was not a part of the initial investigation. The case went cold, but was reopened in 2020 when police ran the fingerprints through a U.S. database. Dempsey was stationed in Ludwigsburg between 1977 and 1978 before being discharged. Army records say he developed an alcohol problem and aggressive behavior, and when he got back to the U.S., he got a DUI. And because of that, his fingerprints were in the system and matched those at the crime scene. There's more on the story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Iman speaks on Israel's nationhood.
It would seem to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language, and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Nick Cannon, host of Tubi's new series, Nick Cannon's Big Drive.
I'm truly a car enthusiast. That's what it's all about. I mean, this has been a passion of mine for quite some time to have a car show because I'm such a car guy. Funny enough, the inspiration comes from another car enthusiast who interviewed me on his show, Jay Leno, came and checked out my car culture. And he was like, man, you should do the same type of show that I do, but for your generation. I was like, that's a great idea, Jay.
Was there one car that started it all?
I came up, you know, really paying my way to Hollywood, working in a auto mechanic shop. You know, I would learn to do brakes and change oil and detail vehicles to make enough money to drive to Hollywood to jump on stages. So, I mean, even probably before that, just the car culture of what hip-hop brought as well. You know, being a big fan of low riders and some of the dunks and muscle cars that we saw in, like, some of the cooler music videos.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Brian's off this week. This is Mark Reardon, actually doing the show from St. Louis. There was a real interesting column. Oh, by the way, Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt coming up. I should mention that. That's my self-indulgent interview with a Missouri guy this morning. Peter Berkowitz is a guy that worked in the State Department for the Trump administration. He's at the Hoover Institution right now at Stanford. And he wrote a column in Real Clear about a guy this morning at Harvard. And this is fascinating. It kind of piggybacks off what we were talking about with the indoctrination with younger kids. About a guy by the name of Harry Lewis, who published a Harvard Crimson column that laid the blame on Harvard for the crisis that has engulfed the university. So he's a computer science professor. He graduated from Harvard in 1968. He served as the dean of Harvard College from 95 to 2003. But he's also been, very critical recently. And in the column that he wrote, he maintains the surge of anti-Semitism on campus following Hamas's, invasion was not the fault of Claudine Gay, who of course resigned as Harvard's president in early January, nor, he asserted, had the Harvard community committed or admitted anti-Semitic students, anti-Semitic faculty. The problem, said, and this would really come as no surprise to a lot of people, is in Harvard's curriculum. Unapologetic anti-Semitism, whether the incidents are few or numerous, is a college phenomenon because of what we teach and how our teachings are exploited by malign actors. And he did something very curious. He just performed a simple experiment. He typed into the Harvard Online course catalog search box keywords associated with progressive ideology. So he typed in decolonize. And that's in the titles of 7 courses and in the descriptions of 18 more. More than triple the appearance before 2000. The words oppression and liberation. All this falls in line with what we've been hearing for the last couple of months. There's no doubt about that. They're each in the descriptions of more than 80 courses, while social justice is in over 100. He also searched for white supremacy and enlightenment. That's very important these days. It's they say that the latter arises out and perpetuates the former. He discovered that the terms appearances in the online course catalog run neck and neck, both ahead of scientific revolution, but behind intersectionality, which barely registered before 2000. So he admits, Mr. Lewis admits, that this experiment would, be an imperfect measure. But nonetheless, This absolutely reflects the faculty's exploitation of the classroom to advance left-wing concepts and claims. Now, the interesting part of this is, and as someone who's been talking about indoctrination for a long time, I just don't have any hope that you can do anything about it. I mean, his recommendation is that the crisis at Harvard in the aftermath of October 7th is something that needs to be addressed. You know, we need to replace the current curriculum, which advances professors' interests in niche scholarships and partisan politics, with a curriculum that serves students' interests in acquiring an organized introduction to everything that we thought we were going to college for: humanities, social sciences, natural sciences, and undertaking a reasoned exploration in the United States, the West, and the world. I don't think that that's even possible in the modern era. It's a great suggestion. We should look at it. I don't know if elite universities have it in their capability. I would predict that they do not. I'm Mark Reardon, filling in for Brian Kilmeade, Senator Eric Schmidt from Missouri. Coming up on the other side of the break, this is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Brian is off all week. This is Mark Reardon. I'm actually doing the show this morning from St. Louis. And our next guest, Riley Gaines, the author of Happy No Snake State, I believe was in my state. Might have even been in St. Louis recently. Riley, were you in St. Louis? How are you? Happy President's Day. Hope all is well.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Mark. And yes, I was. I did a library reading down in Branson, Missouri, I went up to St. Louis, and I had a press conference with the Attorney General, A.G. Bailey.
Yeah, Andrew
Missouri,
Bailey.
Who has, he's really been a leader on the forefront of a lot of this gender ideology movement and pursuing litigation and really defending the rights of parents and of women and the safeguarding of children. So could not have been more glad to stand alongside him.
Well, Andrew is great, and as you know, I talk about St. Louis in two ways as ground zero. One, with the Mike Brown shooting from nearly 10 years ago, but on this issue in particular, and look, I've been talking about the trans issue for several years now, and believe me, I appreciate your voice, but we had, you know, Washington University, prestigious elite university and children's hospital here in St. Louis, Jamie Reed, the whistleblower, came out. It was about this year at this time, or last year at this time, that her report came out. Now, interestingly enough, Riley, and you've seen this, there has been slowly but surely a little bit more of that narrative from people even in this field that have been more vocal in the New York Times and the LA Times. It's slow, and of course they get all the backlash that you do, but a little bit more bravery in the last year, I think, and maybe because of Jamie.
Well, you are certainly right. It was pretty cool because when I was in St. Louis, they had three school board whistleblowers who were there, who blew the whistle on really the insanity of what's going on in the education system, and the people, the higher ups, even above them, and what they're pushing for, again, pushing on the most vulnerable, right? The children. So you're totally right. I think the tide, slowly but surely, it's certainly turning. Parents are waking up. I think medical professionals are waking up. Just people in general, they see the insanity of what's going on. And now, unfortunately, we're seeing the repercussions and the consequences of what's going on. And I think people who, you know, maybe would have considered themselves apolitical, didn't really want to get involved before, they're involving themselves now.
And did this happen again over the weekend or last week at Ramapo College? Now, this is a Division III school, but what happened with the biological male that blew away the women, right?
Oh, Mark, did it happen again? It's happening, it seems, every day now. But you're exactly right. You said what happened. Look, it's the same story every single time. A mediocre man on the men's team decides to switch over to the women's team to become a record smasher. And what happened at Ramapo College is certainly no different.
Again, a male, switches to the women's team. He broke multiple school records at their NJAC conference championships. And again, this is college, right? So he's taken a scholarship. He has taken a roster spot. He has taken a spot on the championship team. There's only a limited number of spots. He took a spot from a deserving, hardworking girl. And it breaks my heart because having the platform that I have, I receive messages from his teammates or from other girls who have competed against him, and they feel so lost. They don't know what to do. Several of them reached out to me and told me, look, we feel as if we will be reprimanded if we speak out about this. We don't know what to do, but we know this is wrong. And look, I understand that because I was there. The threats and the risk, they're real. And it's a really terrible position to put these 18, 19, 20-year-old girls in.
So what is your advice there? I have a couple of questions about the bravery issue. One of them is about the media. But on the athletes themselves, because even in the situation with the swimmer from Ramapo, you had, you know, the teammates, the girls that were with this particular swimmer holding, you know, arms together, hugging, smiling. But you know behind the scenes some of them don't feel this way. So what is your advice if you hear from a parent or an athlete, they don't want to get canceled. They don't want to become the focus of backlash. I get that as someone who's a somewhat public figure. What do they do?
I know. It's a difficult position to be in. And look, I will happily admit that I changed my mind on this. At first, I didn't think it should be up to the girls to sacrifice anything, right? We're the ones who worked hard to get there. There are people who are in place who are supposed to be protecting us. It's their job to stand up for us. But the minute I changed my mind, it was actually when the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act was introduced in the U.S. House, and it fell entirely on party lines, meaning 219 Republicans voted in favor of protecting women and girls in sports, and all 203 Democrats. Every single last one of them. All 203 Democrats voted in opposition of protecting women and girls in sports. And that's when I realized, you know, up until this point, I thought legislation and policy, that's how we fix this. And ultimately it is. But I realized in that moment, gosh, what a naive thought to wait for people to do the right thing unprovoked. We have to take action into our own hands as everyday people, as consumers, as female athletes ourselves. And so what we can do and what needs to be done, and again, I know it's easier said than done, but don't go when the gun blows. Let the boy race on his own. I think that's the most powerful and the most effective way to send the message that we're, look, enough is enough. We're saying no.
You know, and I had Greg Stubbe on my show in St. Louis last week talking about the Save Women's Sports Act. And the thing that's frustrating, I think even more frustrating about that vote from where I sit in the middle of the country is, and Congressman Stubbe said that, look, this is not even close. It's an 80-20 issue, right? It's not like 52-48 or something like that. I have to say nice things about my friends here at Riley who are Democrats, because the common sense Democrats who I know in this part of the country, they're just as outraged as you and I are on this. Now, one of the questions that I have, and I'm really curious about your answer. I highlight this all the time. Why, maybe this is rhetorical, Riley, but the legacy sports media, the ESPNs of the world, our local newspaper, The Athletic, whatever sports publication you want to, this story about this male swimmer or any of the stories in cycling, et cetera, those are legitimate sports stories. No matter what your opinion should be, that should be something that should be featured in sports journalism. But it's not. It's just silenced constantly.
They won't touch it, which is incredibly frustrating, for everyone, right? It's their job to report on stories. We're not asking them to give their opinion on it. Just report on it, and they won't do it. I think a lot of that, of course, well, ESPN in particular is owned by Disney, so that should tell you everything you need to know right there. But what this movement is driven by, whether that's the medicalization side, whether that's the social side, whether that's what's happening in sports or in corporate America, I mean, every realm, this movement is driven by money, or I guess the fear of losing money. And so, look, ESPN, right, they don't follow red or blue. They follow green. They follow where the money is taking them, and they will realize very quickly that this hurts them. Because like you said, this is a winning issue. And look at Bud Light, for example, the most well-known example. Lost $27 billion, and their next commercial was a big, burly man on a motorcycle with a camo can. So it shows you they're following the money. ESPN, in, again, in particular, they had a, during Women's History Month last March, they had a special highlighting Leah Thomas as this brave and inspiring and stunning woman who has overcome so much adversity and persecution to achieve the seemingly impossible, which I thought was incredibly distasteful, tone deaf to their audience, and they paid for it.
All those things, and I highlighted that when it happened. Look, I have a she's about to turn nine in a couple of weeks, and she's a swimmer. She just started in a nice swim club here in St. Louis. And when people hit me on Twitter or, you know, other social media, Riley, on this issue, they say, why do you care so much? I say, because I have a little girl who's an athlete now, and she doesn't have a penis, and I think it's important. And I don't understand why this isn't discussed more publicly in broader ways. But thankfully, you're there, and I think you're a hero. And I consider myself a Riley Gaines superfan. And for some reason, this is terrible on the part of the host, I was unaware of the book Happy No Snakes Day. And I know it came out a few weeks ago. So tell me more about Happy No Snakes Day. And my apologies that I was unaware.
Well, it is aimed for children. And unless you identify as a 12-year-old, then I don't blame you. But you're exactly right. I partnered with Brave Books, who has been phenomenal. It's important that we have these alternatives, right? Alternatives, again, in anything you could imagine, whether that's makeup, whether that's skincare, whether that's your phone provider, clothing outlets. Of course, Brave Books is an alternative to Scholastic, which, as you and I know, Scholastic is the group, the organization that's putting these age-inappropriate books in children's schools. So I partnered with Brave Books. We wrote the book Happy No Snakes Day, which is about telling the truth despite being afraid, despite what the consequences might be. And so that was a lot of fun. It's, you know, I think the attack on our children, as we've said multiple times, it's prevalent and it is only increasing. And so that's who we need to reach with this message. And look, the book isn't political. Of course not. It's not partisan. Brave Books, they do a great job of teaching pro-God, pro-America, pro-family values. So could not be more excited to have partnered with them.
I am most certain that this book is already in the majorities of elementary school libraries and schools across the country, Riley Gaines, right? You had to be overwhelmed with just library orders for the book.
Definitely. And that certainly continues.
Well, what I mean, you're trying, you know, the point about that would be there are books along those lines that deal with issues of gender and of race that are in school libraries and they're watered down. So allegedly they're appropriate for kids, I would argue. And I think you would, too, that some of these should not be in schools, which is what some of the fight has been about. But there would really realistically be, outside of the God stuff, I guess they'd flag that, no reason to keep a book like this out of a school library. But you won't even get a sniff.
No, no. Which, again, you can't be overly surprised by it. But I have been just incredibly grateful for the support that I've had from parents of young kids, right, or grandparents. I think now more than ever, these people are desperate to hear the truth and to be taught these actual good virtues, right, because the other side, they throw around words like compassion and empathy and inclusion, which in theory are often they're wonderful things. But when they say inclusion, they really mean exclusion. And make no mistake, it's not compassionate to ask a young girl to undress in front of a man. That's not what compassion is. So it's time we take back these virtues and I guess reclaim their original definition of what these words mean.
Now, I know you mentioned you were here in St. Louis or, you know, in Branson as well, but are you still on an active tour of spreading the word about this? And then seemingly every time you go somewhere, and hopefully it didn't happen too badly here in my state, but you have these organized groups that go against you, chase you into the back of a room, et cetera, right?
Always. And it certainly did happen in Missouri, which shows you there's pockets of this everywhere. But yeah, a big push of mine and what I've dedicated a lot of my time to in these next coming months is speaking on college campuses. As we said, the youth is so important, and that stands true for my generation, Gen Z. Being a recent college graduate myself, I know how hostile and unwelcoming these environments are to people Christian conservatives, really. So that has been a big push of mine. I will be speaking at UNC tomorrow and then South Carolina and then Clemson. I spoke at Hannibal LaGrange, actually, in Missouri. So, just trying to engage the youth. It is so important because it is our future. It's up to us to put this country back on the right track.
Have you ever had an exchange with someone who is on the other side and just asked the issue, maybe it's a parent, just asked the issue of fairness and how they think it's fair that a daughter like mine, for example, or, you know, even swimmers that are at the NCAA collegiate level should have to compete against biological men, and just put them on the spot and say, really, you think that's fair? Is the answer always, well, they're a girl now, right? They're a woman. They've transitioned.
Yeah. You know, the answer that I get a lot is that, well, it's about more than just winning. You know, what about this person's happiness? What about their feelings? You know, they could kill themselves if you don't affirm this. And they make it this really what I would call emotional blackmail. And it's effective, right? Because, of course, I don't want to be responsible for anyone's death. I don't want to have blood on my hands like they constantly say. But that's the tactics they use. It's they try to blow this out of proportion. They try to make you feel guilty. They try to gaslight, really, young girls. And that's what they've done, and that's how it's been effective. It works, believe it or not. When you tell a young girl, and this happens time and time again, especially among academic institutions, when you tell a young girl she will be guilty of murder if she advocates for fair play and privacy in areas of undressing. But I've reached a point now where, of course, I don't want those things. Of course not. But we cannot back down from the truth at the expenditure of our rights as women and our opportunities and our fairness and our safety and our dignity, quite honestly.
Absolutely. I'm praying for you. I'm rooting for you. I know my daughter is as well, even though she doesn't have, you know, the mindset to understand all of this. Someday she will, Riley Gaines. Thank you so much. Keep up the fight, and hopefully we'll talk again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark.
Take care. You know, she mentioned the suicide thing. The thing about that, the dirty little secret about the suicide situation with trans kids, the suicide rate amongst people who have transitioned is astronomically high. It's not the kids who are confused and have a mental illness that are killing themselves. That's just a bunch of BS, but they repeat it time and time again. It's Mark Reardon in for Brian Kilmeade. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Honest commentary, unique opinions, no agenda. It's Brian Kilmeade. Keep your delicious Omaha Steaks faves on hand with the new Omaha Steaks subscription program. You choose what, when, and how often. Enroll today at omahasteaks.com/sizzle for an extra 10% off every subscription order, plus 4 free Omaha Steaks burgers on all recurring shipments. And with every third shipment, you get a free thank you gift valued at $19.99 or more. Subscribe to perfection today at omahasteaks.com/sizzle. Minimum purchase may apply. Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, postnasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Today's Dean's List spotlights an adventurous woman who can now boast that she has been to every country in the world. Louisa Yu is 79 years young and has just done something that not many have ever achieved. Her dream began decades ago in the Philippines as a 23-year-old exchange student here in the U.S. She started going on bus tours across America and then decided to become a travel agent, which helped her pursue her hobby on the side and explore other countries. In 53 years, she has traveled all over the world, literally, and loved every minute of it, even the places that are considered dangerous. And on November 9th, 2023, Louisa visited her final country, Serbia, which concluded her adventures around the globe of setting foot into every country. A remarkable achievement that definitely makes today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
House Call for Health. Many Americans say they know what it takes to eat healthy, but their actual habits may not be making the grade. New Year's resolutions are still on the minds of some Americans. A Center for Food Demand survey shows 80% of respondents are looking to lose weight this year by eating healthy. Many respondents say they're already on track to achieving a healthier diet. 84% say they rank their diets either good, very good, or excellent. But some health experts aren't so sure. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says most Americans don't have a healthy diet because they consume too much sodium, saturated fats, and sugar. These foods can also lead to chronic diseases. While respondents' health grades don't live up to nutritionists' measurements, the survey does show many Americans know what contributes to healthy eating. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, Brian's off this week. This is Mark Reardon filling in today. I want to talk about the working class in this country. My friend Selena Zito, who wrote the book The Great Revolt in the aftermath of what happened with Trump in 2016, she traveled the country. She saw what was happening. I had people tell me, you know, Trump's going to win. You have blue-collar Democrats that are going to vote for him. And I think to a certain extent some of this is happening right now, and maybe even with the issue that we just talked about with gender, not necessarily a traditional working class issue. But there are warnings out there for the Democrats. There's a guy that I like quite a bit. His name is Rai Teixeira. He writes for the Liberal Patriot. He's a Democrat consultant that's been very vocal, sort of along the lines of David Axelrod and Carville, just sort of warning the Democrats that they're not, you know, on the page that they should be when it comes to these issues. And in the piece that he wrote a couple of weeks ago relating to the working class, said, look, this is a working class election. It's not the working class that see the police as an unnecessary evil and oppose rigorous enforcement of the law for public safety. It's not the working class that believes public consumption of hard drugs should be tolerated. It's not the working class that believes many crimes like shoplifting should be decriminalized because punishing the perpetrators would have disparate impact. It's not the working class that believes you should never refer to illegal immigrants as illegal and that border security is somehow a racist idea, right? It's not the working class that believes that an overwhelming surge of migrants at the southern border should be accommodated with asylum claims, parole arrangements, and release into urban areas around the country. And by the way, he wrote this piece probably 3 weeks ago. It's gotten worse since then in urban areas. It's not the working class that believes competitive admissions and job placements should be allocated on the basis of equity, of race rather, not merit. And I think that I would pull the, and I think Rye did, it's not the working class that thinks sex is assigned at birth and can be changed by self-conception rather than being an objective biological reality. These are all issues that are not falling along the lines of the Democrats right now. But there are more challenges beyond that. But this is, I think Rye's right, this is a working class election. And that gender issue, it's a culture issue, but it's one that independent voters, I think, deeply care about. It has been a thrill filling in for Brian Kilmeade. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A health
healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
That's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump wins South Carolina's Republican primary very handily, 60% to nearly 39% over his last major rival, former U.N. ambassador and two-time governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has now swept every contest that accounted for Republican delegates, adding to previous wins in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Mr. Trump says his campaign's already looking ahead to the next primary.
Michigan's coming up. We're doing great. The auto workers are going to be with us 100% because they got sold out by this country. But Michigan's up, and we're going to have a tremendous success there. And then we have a thing called Super Tuesday.
Meanwhile, President Biden facing an effort by some Arab Americans and progressive activists urging primary voters to cast their ballots for uncommitted in protest of the president's support of Israel over the war in Gaza. Columnist Bethany Mandel says Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib may be losing more support than she's gaining by siding with Hamas in its terrorist war.
Only 24% of people in her congressional district approve of how she is as a congresswoman. 30% said they disapprove.
And speaking with Salem Radio Network, a New York jury finds the longtime head of the NRA guilty of misspending the organization's money.
It's ordering Wayne LaPierre to repay more than $4 million to the organization he led for three decades prior to his stepping down last month. The same decision will have NRA retired finance chief Wilson Phillips pay back $2 million. Jurors found flaws in the NRA's money management with lavish spending, along with additional violations of whistleblower protections under New York law.
That is George Williams reporting. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Turning to overseas, in Kyiv, a ceremony marked the second anniversary of the war in Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed Western leaders to Kyiv to mark the second anniversary of Russia's invasion. The gathering took place as Ukrainian forces face an ammunition shortage and foreign aid hangs in the balance. Zelensky addressed his country at an airfield previously targeted by Russian paratroopers in the initial days of the conflict. The world leaders arrived shortly after a Russian drone attacked a southern city in Ukraine, where at least one person was killed. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
On the Sunday news shows, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan makes the rounds. In addition, Fox News has South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace. NBC's Meet the Press has California Governor Newsom and Florida Republican Representative Byron Donalds. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A frozen moment in time.
A watch melted during the August 6, 1945 bombing of Hiroshima, Japan, sold at auction Thursday for more than $31,000. The watch is frozen in time at the moment of the detonation of the atomic bomb, 8:15 a.m., during the closing days of World War II. Boston-based RR Auction said the small brass tone watch was recovered from the ruins of the Japanese city and offers a glimpse into the immense destruction of the first atomic bomb detonated over a city. Keith Peters reporting.
New York fire officials say a lithium-ion battery sparked a fire that killed one person, injured 17 others at an apartment building. Friday afternoon's two-alarm fire began just after 2 on the third floor of a six-story building in Harlem. Video shows firefighters being lowered by ropes from the roof to rescue people trapped on the upper floors. More at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob at Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Look out, radio world. This is Griff Jenkins, your humble correspondent in Washington, D.C., trying to fill the spectacular giant shoes of my friend and colleague, Brian Kilmeade, who allowed me to sit in today with you and talk about everything under the sun, from the border crisis to we've got this presidential election coming up. And there's some interesting sound bites we're getting from former President Donald Trump in his interview with Laura Ingraham at a town hall this week. And one of the things we want to get into is maybe the foreign policy front. And nobody better to talk to this hour than Mark Thiessen, my colleague at Fox News. He's a contributor. He's a former chief presidential speechwriter for George W. Bush, a Washington Post columnist. Mark, I don't even know. I don't think there's enough time in this hour to describe all of the accomplishments and amazing things you've done. But let me just suffice it to say, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, you are one of the smartest people I have ever met, and I'm 53 years old.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Insightful, because you're able to read through the BS, to put things into context, to, and that's why you were a presidential speechwriter. And as I was talking previously on this show, you know, the speechwriters are the great ones. That's why Tony Snow, my mentor and idol, God rest his soul, was a presidential speechwriter. And, of course, you worked with him in a previous administration. But, but, you know, there are these moments. And, again, this is Griff Jenkins filling in for Brian Kilmeade. You can give us a shout at 866-408-7669 or check us out at BrianKilmeadeShow.com. Mark, what I wanted to ask you about, so I'm actually was filling in on Tuesday and Wednesday for Brian Kilmeade on his TV show. And, of course, you know, we're like, oh, we're going to have this Laurie Ingraham interview with Donald Trump. It's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a big deal. And we got to talk about soundbites. So make sure you stay up and watch it. And I'm like, oh, okay, 7 o'clock, I can still do that and wake up early for a morning show. And I'm watching it. And as a guy that was covering Ukraine, I was the first correspondent to interview Zelensky when he was in Kyiv about 3 months into the war. They sent me into Kyiv after my colleague Ben Hall was injured, and you know, it's near and dear to my heart. I think it's an important story, regardless of where anyone's politics are. But at one point, Trump is talking about paying for Ukraine, and he made a comment which completely perplexed me. Listen to this. Cut 20 here. Mark, listen to this and tell me if you can decipher what is he saying.
It's like Ukraine. They're not paying. We're paying. We're paying for the Ukraine much more than they are. They should be paying at least on an equal basis. They should actually be paying more. And the reason they're not is that nobody's asking them. I guarantee you, Biden, do you think Biden's calling these guys and saying, listen, fellas, you got to pay up. Pay up. Get your ass moving. Pay up. Not going to do that.
So I fall backwards in my chair thinking, does he think that Ukraine is in NATO and needs to be paying with other NATO members in their GDP spending? Because last time I checked, Ukraine is not in NATO, although Vladimir Zelensky sure would like to be.
Exactly. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the day when you upgraded hosts on the radio show. I appreciate that. And look, I think he was probably referring to most of the other NATO allies. He sort of jumped around from things like that. But I think he's saying that basically what his point was, look, we've got an ocean between us and Ukraine. They're right there. They should be paying more. And in terms of real dollars, we are paying a lot more, but in terms of percentage of GDP, we're spending a lot less than many of our NATO allies, particularly the frontline states, the Poles, the Lithuanians. I think the last time I checked, we're, I think, in ninth place in terms of percentage of GDP. So the Europeans really have stepped up and are doing a lot. But, you know, I think that Trump's views on Ukraine are much more nuanced and complex than the anti-Ukraine right seems to think. They seem to think that he shares their sort of revulsion for Zelensky, their revulsion for Ukraine, their desire to get out. You know, they're a minority in the party, but he doesn't really. He has said, I went back, I have a column in the Washington Post today, talking about going through some of the things that he said about Ukraine. He said Zelensky is a brave guy. He says that he likes Zelensky because he backed him up on the phone call. He said that in at least three different interviews, including last year with Maria Bartiromo on our network. And he said he could have thrown me under the bus, but he didn't. He's a good guy. He's brave. He called the Russian invasion an atrocity. What he said is, I'm going to get this thing stopped. I'm going to put a stop to it, and I'm going to be able to negotiate a deal in 24 hours. That's typical Trumpian bluster that he could do it in 24 hours. But he says what he's going to tell Putin is, if you don't agree to the peace deal I offer you, I'm going to double aid the Ukraine. He said that to Maria Bartiromo on our network, and a lot of people overlook that. His message to Putin is, you better stop and stand down and agree to peace, or I'm going to help Ukraine win this thing. And that's very much more Trumpian than, you know, the J.D. Vances of the world who just want to abandon Ukraine. But if you want to help Trump negotiate a deal, right? So Trump says he's going to negotiate peace. If Republicans want to help him do that, they should be passing aid to Ukraine right now, because Trump can't – if Putin is – if we don't give the weapons to Ukraine – then Zelensky's not going to be able to push back on the Russians anymore. The Russians are going to start pushing towards Kyiv again. They could get to the borders of NATO, and then if Putin is winning, Trump's not going to have any leverage. He's not going to have any leverage to negotiate a deal. So if you want Trump to have a huge success in his first year in office by bringing an end to this war, you've got to help the Ukrainians create conditions on the battlefield this year that allow him to do that. And I think that's something that's lost in a lot of the Republicans in Congress right now.
It's such a great point. This is why you are one of the smartest people I know. And it's Mark Thiessen joining us on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Griff Jenkins trying to pinch hit for my great friend Brian here. And Mark Thiessen has a great piece today in the Washington Post. And you write in this post today in your piece, you say, To be clear, I'd like to see the United States do everything in its power to help the people of Ukraine. It doesn't matter who gets credit, but House Republicans might consider the narrative Trump will have if he successfully negotiates a peace deal. And as you pointed out, rightfully so, President Donald Trump has given aid militarily to Ukraine in the past. 2017, you got millions of dollars in Javelin missiles. And you know, it really is an exercise in what, you know, for those of us with teenage children and others, an exercise in sort of, you know, not flying off the handle in some restraint. And the House Republicans really are pushing even the Trump narrative, and now that you've laid it out pretty clearly, in this far-right anti-Ukraine position, which is not only untenable and would put the Western free world at risk, but it's also just bad politics. Because in the game of politics, you don't start taking voluntarily options off of your own table.
No, that's exactly right. And look, Trump is I interviewed him in the Oval Office right before the 2020 election. And one of the things that he told me was that he was tougher on Russia than any president in our time. First of all, he rightly points out that he's the only president in the 21st century that Putin didn't invade another country on his watch. You know, I mean, at the end of the Bush administration, he invaded Georgia. Under Obama's watch, he invaded Ukraine the first time. And now on Biden's watch, he's invaded Ukraine again. He didn't invade anybody when Trump was president. Part of the reasons is that Trump was incredibly tough on him. Trump told me that he gave the order for U.S. military forces to kill hundreds of Russian Wagner fighters in Syria in 2018. He launched a cyber attack on the Internet Research Agency, which is the troll farm in St. Petersburg that was interfering in the 2016 election. And as you said, he gave lethal aid to Ukrainians. He said, I gave them anti-tank busters, but Obama sent them, you know, blankets. And by the way, those weapons, if you remember, before the start of the war in 2021, it was the Biden administration that was cutting off the aid to military aid to Ukraine that Trump had offered. And they were holding back because they didn't want to provoke Putin, and it right. was the weapons that Trump had given them, these javelins that they used to stop the assault on Kyiv. You know, so Trump actually helped save Kyiv with the weapons that he gave them.
He did, and you know what. If you look, as you mentioned at the top of this segment, you know, the NATO members that are spending more than the U.S. is at 3.49%. Look at the top one. The top one's Poland at 3.9%. They're not doing it because they want to, because they know ultimately if the U.S. is weak, the last best hope they've got is that NATO membership, and they are. In fact, all of the countries that border Russia are spending as much as they can, or they're trying desperately to get into NATO for this very reason. And I think, you know, you're very right, and that is that if the Republicans don't give Ukraine weapons, ultimately, even though Biden's weakness brought the invasion on, Republicans are going to own, as you point out in your piece, will own Ukraine's collapse, military collapse, and they would leave Trump with the weak hand. And, you know, in Brett Baer's great interview, exclusive, you can watch it tonight on Special Report, Zelensky was pretty clear about what happens if the help doesn't come now. Listen here, cut 30, go.
We have to be more quick. That means to lose all the bureaucracy what we have. Otherwise, we will not have any chance. To be smart technology, more technologically, and of course, quick. It's not money, it's people's lives.
People's lives. Mark, what are your thoughts?
No, that's exactly right. And I just want for your listeners to know, understand what Trump has said. So this is what he said to Maria Bartiromo last July. He said, quote, "I would tell Putin, if you don't make a deal, we're going to give the Ukrainians a lot. We're going to give them more than they ever got if we have to." That's Donald Trump's position on Ukraine. He is not talking about – he does not want Putin to win in Ukraine. What he wants is for people to stop dying. He thinks he believes correctly that the war would never happen if he had won the 2020 election, if he had served a second term. I think he's right. But the problem is that even if he's reelected, he's only going to be president for 4 years. So he's got to negotiate the kind of a peace deal that's going to outlast his presidency. It's got to be something that's stable, that allows so that his foreign policy victory outlasts him. And what you don't want is you don't want to get a peace deal that where Putin says, okay, I'll stop for 4 years while Trump is president and use that time to rearm, reconstitute my military, say, you know, lick my wounds from all the blows that the Ukrainians have given me, and then start over again when the next president comes in. It's got to be something that's solid. And the only way you can do that is if the Ukrainians are on the offensive this year. And if the only way that happens is if we give them the weapons they need to do that. So we set up Trump for success and we set him up to have a lasting legacy by ending this war in a way that's sustainable and that Putin never, ever tries it again.
Words of wisdom there. His name is Mark Thiessen. His article right now up on WashingtonPost.com is, if Republicans want to help Trump, they should pass Ukraine aid. I'm Griff Jenkins filling in for Brian Kilmeade. Mark, thank you for coming on. Such great insight. And I would encourage all of our listeners to go and read your article at Washington Post right now to get some insight, particularly if they're feeling upset about seeing aid going to Ukraine. This really helps. Give some perspective there. In just the last 20 seconds I've got here, boy, wouldn't it be fascinating. I doubt it's going to happen, Mark, but if we could get Biden and Trump on a debate stage on this issue.
I don't think that Joe Biden is going to go on a debate stage with Donald Trump. I don't think he can handle it.
Probably not. Mark Thiessen, thanks for joining us today. Great, as always, my friend. I'll see you in the halls here at Fox News. Meanwhile, I'm Griff Jenkins, trying to fill those great big shoes of the great Brian Kilmeade Show. We'll be right back.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
In a crisis, your number one need is food. Because when things go sideways, it's always one of the first things to sell out. But if you wait to stock up, all you'll find at the grocery store are crowds of desperate people and empty shelves. That's why FEMA and the Red Cross say you need at least 72 hours of non-perishable food. But here's the good news. For Patriots, the Trusted Preparedness Company is offering listeners of this station a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kits. This new and improved kit has 20 servings of delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all designed to last for 25 years. It sells for $29 and has been rated 4.4 stars by thousands of happy customers. But when you act quickly and buy one kit, you will get two more kits absolutely free. That's three kits for the price of one, $58 in free food. Go to freefood4.com. That's freefood4.com. This deal won't last. Go to freefood4.com now.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
and dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Police in Germany think they've solved a 46-year-old cold case and say a U.S. Army veteran is to blame. James Patrick Dempsey is under arrest and facing extradition to Germany for the 1978 murder of Barbelle Ganseau. She was found dead in her Ludwigsburg apartment with 37 stab wounds. The 35-year-old is said to have hung around officers' clubs for American soldiers. Police collected fingerprints from a bathroom window that was left open at the crime scene and compared them to the prints of soldiers Ganseau knew, but Dempsey was not a part of the initial investigation. The case went cold, but was reopened in 2020 when police ran the fingerprints through a U.S. database. Dempsey was stationed in Ludwigsburg between 1977 and 1978 before being discharged. Army records say he developed an alcohol problem and aggressive behavior, and when he got back to the U.S., he got a DUI. And because of that, his fingerprints were in the system and matched those at the crime scene. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson, who lead the real-life-inspired drama Ordinary Angels, about a woman in a small town going to great lengths to help a widower whose young daughter is in need of a liver transplant. Swank spoke about responsibilities taking on a true story.
This person's still living, and they're going to be watching themselves through you on a screen. You want to be able to look at them after the movie and be like, did I do okay for you? You know?
Richson says parts of his character really stuck with him.
Tragically, playing a guy with so much heartache, there is a residue when you bring that kind of pain to life. Your body doesn't know the difference between your own and somebody else's. It's just experiencing it.
Hillary also shared who the ordinary angels have been in her life.
My parents have been ordinary angels for me. My mom believed in me, and my mom told me I can do anything I want in life as long as I worked hard enough. And I think when you instill that belief in a child, it's one of the biggest gifts you can.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just pure stupidity.
We have a good deploy, and the field's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Just into the lead, the Biden family's German Shepherd commander has been involved in at least 24 biting incidents involving the U.S. Secret Service.
An agent working at the Biden's Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home was bit in the backyard as he walked to his post. And a report we got from that incident said that it caused a severe, deep, open wound, that the agent started to lose a significant amount of blood.
Yeah, I've been in a similar situation. It's rough. I didn't mean that as a stupid pun. Like, it's difficult, but
absolutely,
the dog has to go.
It's rough, says Jake Tapper. This is Griff Jenkins filling in for Brian Kilmeade on the Brian Kilmeade Show, 866-408-7669. Give us a call and let us know whether you think the president's dog, the German Shepherd Commander, should be given away. Should he be rehomed? By the way, this show, the Brian Kilmeade Show, is dog-loving, dog-friendly. Brian Kilmeade has dogs. I have a Jack Russell named Rascal, and he absolutely consumes every inch of my heart. I cook for him on the grill. I take care of him, and on occasion, on one incident, he nipped at a guy that was coming to do some work on our house because he mistook the guy for, you know, playing with him, and I'll play rough. And by the way, it's a much smaller dog. It weighs 5 pounds, not 90 pounds. But, and it was a mistake, and it wasn't a bad nip, but it frightened the guy, and everything was okay about that. But in this case, you've got 24 reported instances where this dog has attacked a Secret Service agent. And you have to ask yourself, is it at that point such a distraction and such a threat to the safety of agents whose job is to be at every waking moment protecting the president? Time to give him away. And by the way, what's with Biden owning aggressive German Shepherds? It's worth pointing out that before Commander was the other German Shepherd named Major, who was rehomed for this very reason, for attacking agents. It kind of doesn't make sense, but I guess as Jake Tapper points out, it's a rough situation. give us a call, 866-408-7669. I mean, it's a serious problem. If you have an aggressive dog, you have to deal with it. I when I was growing up, my older sister, she's 10 years older than I am, had a bull terrier named Winky. And Winky not only ate and mauled a gerbil, because I was only like a teenage 10-year-old kid at the time, I was mortified, but Winky bit multiple people, and ultimately my sister had to give Winky the bull terrier away. We later saw it on some magazine, local Memphis, Tennessee type magazine, sitting with a bunch of children on a cover. So it turned out maybe Commander's days are brighter ahead away from Joe Biden in the White House. I don't know. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. The number 866-408-7669. What to do with Commander, the aggressive White House German Shepherd? Should he be rehomed, or should you just let him run the White House? There's questions about who's running the White House. Maybe it's Commander. I don't know. Griff Jenkins filling in on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Give us a call. Drop us a note. Let us know what's going on. We'll be right back with a whole lot more.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
As someone who spends a fair amount of time in the Oval Office with the President, did you ever have a troubling encounter with Commander?
No, not at all.
So he never nipped you?
No.
Were you ever wary of being around him because of the fighting incidents that you had heard about?
Absolutely not. And I've seen Commander many times. I was never worried, and I've never been bit by Commander.
Have any of the members of your staff?
What I can say, I don't have numbers of exact numbers of any incidents with Commander.
What? There's not a statistic number of times that the giant German Shepherd named Commander at the White House that belongs to the President, your boss, has bitten staff? It appears the number is 24. We all know it. She doesn't know it. That's Corinne Jean-Pierre at the White House talking about President Biden's aggressive German Shepherd Commander and whether or not he should be rehomed after being removed from the White House campus. I'm Griff Jenkins filling in for the great Brian Kilmeade today. And we got off the border and Ukraine and investigations into the business dealings of President Biden and his family to talk about the pressing and important national issue of the dog at the White House, Commander, and what to do about it because the dog apparently doesn't like to spend time with the Secret Service biting a lot of people. And I want to get back to your calls at 866-408-7669. But quickly, let me just digress and shift here, pivot, if you will, to the dogs that I most encounter are dogs on the border that pursue the migrants that are running through the bush trying to evade apprehension because they don't want to be caught. And it is but for those canines that stop millions of dollars and thousands of pounds of deadly narcotics like fentanyl, methamphetamine, cocaine, and, of course, captured the criminal migrants that are crossing our borders with the Border Patrol. And there's nobody better to talk to about what's happening at our border than my colleague and my great friend, one of the most talented reporters I've ever met, Bill Malusian, who covers the border with me. He's out in Hukumba right now, where I was last week. He's there now joining us. Bill, I know the signal's rough there. I've witnessed that firsthand, but thanks. I think we've got a connection with you for a moment, and I just want to get your insight on what are we seeing today? What's going on out there, man?
Hey, Griff. Yeah, thanks for having me, man. As you know well, we just came out of that Jewel Valley Road area to get some better cell service to talk to you. But it's an area where we saw people from all over the planet arriving illegally, just like you saw last week. We talked to some guys from China and Georgia yesterday, and the big question we have is, like, how are they getting here, right? Because you and I always get questions. Why aren't these people's clothes dirty? How are they getting here from halfway around the world? And it was interesting. We used a translator app with the Chinese group. And he told us they first flew into Turkey, then they flew into Mexico, and then they bust their way up here to the border. Then we talked to a guy from Georgia who told us the same thing. He flew into Turkey, then flew into Guatemala, then took a car into Mexico, and then bust his way up to the northern border in Tijuana. So, you know, we often hear the stories about, oh, these people are walking through the jungle and the Darien Gap. That's true for some demographics, but these people coming from Asia, for the most part, they're just flying their way into some of these Central American countries, skipping all that and walking their way up to the border. And you talked to a few guys from Syria last week. I'd be curious how they got here.
Yeah, they're flying in, and it's such a great point, such an important point that you're pointing out, Bill, is that, you know, these migrants, and I interviewed a few of them as well, a guy from Ecuador that said he flew from Ecuador ultimately into Cancun to Mexico City, Mexico City into Tijuana, then paid, according to him, $1,000 to be taken by the cartel to Hukumba, an hour east of Tijuana, to cross into Hukumba there. And you really have to wonder if these migrants that are illegally crossing have what is undoubtedly thousands of dollars to make this trip, but then turn around and tell you and I, Bill, that they're coming from oppression and they're coming because they don't have a job and they're living in poverty in their countries. Why aren't they using that money to try and better their situation in their home countries?
That's a fantastic question, and I'll point out something funny that happened yesterday. While we were using Google Translate to talk to the Chinese guy who was telling us he wants a job here, my producer looked down and noticed he was wearing Louis Vuitton shoes, and they were not knockoffs. They were real ones. As you know, the Chinese are considered like exotics by the cartel, and they've got to pay tens of thousands of dollars to cross in this area, and the cartels love moving them here because they're making bank with all these Chinese nationals coming. You and I just got that CBP data, which shows more Chinese nationals have crossed the border illegally in the San Diego sector than Mexican nationals since October 1st. That is an insane stat. Think about that. Chinese from all around the world crossing the border more here than Mexican nationals, and the cartels love it because they have to spend tens of thousands of dollars to get the green light to cross here. So, yeah, it's a great point. You know, a lot of these people will ultimately claim asylum because they know that's their ticket in the U.S., but they're telling you and I on camera, no, we're here for work. We want a job. And then when you ask them, well, how much did you pay to get here? They go, oh, no, we didn't pay anything. You and I both know that's not true. Nobody crosses here without paying.
You're listening to Bill Malusian out there in Hukumba, California on the Brian Kilmeade Show. I'm Griff Jenkins, and I'm a little biased here, Bill, because you and I have been covering this border crisis, which we didn't choose to cover, but for it grew into what it is now. And, you know, I often have members of Congress viewers, others that come up and say, hey, if it weren't for you and Bill showing this, would anybody actually know that it's going on? And, you know, the answer, to be fair, is probably not. And you know, I often trace back that when we first started using the drone, I was using it in McAllen, but then we got to the Haitian crisis in Del Rio that you put up, and you got it up there, and they tried to take our drone down, and you got in a helicopter with Tex DPS and showed them. I think that really opened their eyes, and now here we are with really countries from all over the world, many of them dangerous countries, showing up in California, and it's just you and I, friend, showing this and trying to sound the alarm. I think we just lost him. Now that, by the way, and thank you if you're out there listening, Bill Malusian, for calling in, that is the realities of what it is to cover stories like this. It is so remote out there in Hukumba, California. There's no signal. It's difficult. It's hard to get there. We have to drive an hour every morning at 2, 3 in the morning to get in position to start reporting out there. You're in cold conditions. It's windy. And it's just a part of the challenge of bringing the story. But as I was pointing out with my colleague Bill, it's so critical that we do tell the story, and in doing so, we've earned the respect of many of the border officials who are not allowed because they're muzzled by this administration. Under the Trump administration, they made the border officials, DHS, CBP, and Border Patrol chiefs wide open. We could ride along with them. They could talk freely about the situation, and we could try and cover it and allow the American people to know in the name of transparency what the heck was going on their border. Now, this administration has absolutely been muzzling these officials in the Border Patrol, and it is but for our conversations off camera that we're able to tell the story. And the number one thing that they say they're worried about is the national security risk. And when Bill Malusian is running into people from Kazakhstan, and I'm running into people from Syria, countries that we don't have repatriation agreements, countries that our government doesn't regularly have communication with, let alone share any national security risk, we have very little way of actually finding out who exactly the person is. And yet, with the sheer volume of numbers, and one Border Patrol agent told me, he said, you know, Griff, you guys have done a great job showing the size of the flow of illegal immigration. And this was shortly after I had broken the news that there was more than 300,000 illegal crossings, migrant encounters in the month of December. But he said, for officials like us, we worry sometimes not so much about the size of the flow, although that's stunning. We worry about what's in the flow, and it is what's in the flow that could potentially pose that national security risk. And in the case of the three individuals I interviewed that said they wanted a nice life, wanted a nice job from Syria, a state sponsor of terror, it's going to be very difficult to know whether or not this individual is here for nefarious reasons or whether he should be granted asylum. But at the same time, we have a hard time sending him back to Syria because they don't accept them when we send them back. And when you compound the number of individuals, single adult males coming from places like that, you cannot arrive, setting all politics aside, at any conclusion other than that is a vulnerability. That is a risk. That is a threat, and one that should be very soberly and seriously considered, and something should be done about it. And yet you hear the platitudes from this current administration saying that they're going to increase deportations, although they may not be able to do so now because they're going to have a budget windfall because House Republicans won't pass any sort of legislation and the Senate bill died. So there's no money, so they can't do it. But they're still saying they're going to increase deportations somehow, some way. They'll find a will. They'll find a way. But you look at the fact that under President Joe Biden, more than 7 million people have illegally crossed the border and have been released into the U.S. under a policy of mass releasing. 7 million plus. To go out and round them up. If I said to you, I'm going to grab some buses and go round up the entire state populations, entire state populations of Wyoming, Vermont, Alaska, and North Dakota. The total state population combined of those four states is less than the number that have been released into the U.S. with a notice to appear, with a court date years down the road, that the migrant may or may not choose to even bother to show. It might even lose the notice to appear because the date is so far in the future. More people have been released than the populations of those four states. You're going to round them up, pop them on a bus, and pop them on a plane? There aren't enough buses and planes in the country to do that, let alone owned by the government. And why am I harping on this? Well, because it leaves holes and risks and threats fall through the cracks. I just did an exclusive interview a few weeks ago with the acting director of ICE, Patrick Lechleitner, and he told me about an individual that crossed in the San Diego sector where Bill Malusia and I were from Somalia. He gave a fake name, and Border Patrol released him into the country. For nearly a year, he roamed the country, a known terrorist belonging to Al-Shabaab. And it wasn't until in Minnesota he gave his real name to qualify for government benefits that was recently afforded to non-citizens that they were able to run a cross match that just happened to pop up, and he was a confirmed Al-Shabaab known terrorist from Somalia. And within 48 hours, hats off, kudos to ICE, within 48 hours, they were able to go out and apprehend that individual. But when you put the dots together and you look at the risk and you look at the numbers and you look at the way things fall through the cracks, you have to put yourself in the shoes of senior border officials and think, how does that guy or gal sleep at night knowing how bad the situation is, what little is being done, and what great vulnerability and threat it ultimately poses, and you realize how they get to that conclusion, it feels like we're not worried about if, we're more worried about when. Griff Jenkins filling in on the Brian Kilmeade Show, 866-408-7669. Give us a call. We'll talk about the border. We'll talk about the Ukraine situation. We'll talk about the investigation of the Biden family. We'll even talk about the president's aggressive dog commander. We'll be right back.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think you could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text POWER to 42422. Right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text POWER to 42424. That's POWER to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for the book club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
You think this is the Brian Kilmeade Show?
It makes you think, unless you're a dog named Commander, a German Shepherd of the White House, it might just make you go out and bite a Secret Service agent, because that's clearly what's happening there. This is Griff Jenkins filling in for the great Brian Kilmeade, and we are talking about everything under the sun in this show. Here's a bad pun like Jake Tapper. The show is going to the dogs, because we have got you giving us a call at 866-408-7669, wanted to talk about Commander and what the heck is going on with this dog at the White House. Let's go to Daniel in Smyrna, North Carolina. Daniel, great to have you on the Brian Kilmeade Show. I'm Griff. How you doing? What do you think about this dog thing?
Hey, Cliff. Thanks for taking my call. Well, first of all, I'm 68 years old. I have been around dogs since I was 6 months. My son's first word was our dog's name, so I love dogs. So that being said, of all the breeds that we've had around our house, mutts and purebreds, it's like this. If a man was to show a propensity to be violent and attack people, maybe we could reason with him some and, you know, say, look, if this happens again, these are consequences. But a dog, ain't no reason going on, partner. You got it, of that 20 times, He should have been put down or something done to him long
24, ago. 24, Daniel. Can you believe that? 24 times. And, you know, his previous dog, Major, also had a propensity for biting people. He had to be removed from the White House and then was ultimately rehomed as well. Daniel from North Carolina, have a great Thursday, my friend. Thanks for listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show and calling in. That's a great point. It's just common sense. If the dog's got a propensity towards violence, you got to deal with it. It's not like a human you could reason with him. I want to, just before I run out of time, get one more call in there. Yvonne in Dayton, Ohio. Yvonne, you got thoughts about the dog situation at the White House. Calling from Dayton, by the way, a great home of aviation. Back when I was at Fox, first came to Fox doing the war stories with Oliver North documentary on military history, we spent a lot of time at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base where that great aviation museum is.
Thank you. That's great, Griff. I love animals, period. And as we know, dogs, they know a person's true feelings. And that dog is in an environment that I believe is causing him to react the way he has. And the other dog before him, Sergeant, I think we need to get that poor dog away from that house.
Yeah, raise a good point, Yvonne. We're out of time. Thank you for calling in. It's a great point, though. Why are all of the dogs the president have at the White House causing these incidences of violent behavior? Who knows? We'll look into it further. I'm Griff Jenkins filling in for the great Brian Kilmeade Show.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.